Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
A witch walks up and casts Forced Reincarnation on...
Anyway, where I last left our intrepid rogues. You were just talking about having this giant box of dice, and here you are taking my dice.
The dice are in my house. I don't move them because they're boxes of dice, honestly.
Oh, lazy. Okay.
Bullshit.
No, you are lazy.
Giant box of dice.
You are lazy. Whether it's justified or not is completely subjective. Okay. So, what is that? That would be Alex.
It's mine.
Is this your d20?
I don't know.
From across the room.
Alright. Let's remove Keihane. Keihane is currently helping... train some of the Brotherhood members.
Oh, wait, I mean indisposed.
I suppose she's helping train.
Mm-hmm. Hey, fighters get feats every level now.
Giant orgy.
Yeah.
So, what's your guys' plan?
Can we have a refresher real quick?
Sure.
That's why I'm asking, because I don't remember off the top of my head.
We got our asses handed to us by Vool.
We barely...
Oh, yes.
Won.
Vool got away.
There was a marginal victory.
We defeated one of the enemies
I was turned to stone.
Against
yes.
So we need to get her turned back to stone.
That is so easy.
Okay. We need to get her turned back into stone?
That's right.
She's actually a stone golem. You don't know this?
Actually, that's what he said. Would actually be correct.
A level 7 rogue, level 6 thief acrobat stone golem.
That is terrifying.
That is indeed terrifying.
That stone golem goes straight up that wall. It was like, 20 feet around?
Anyways, so we now need to hunt down Bull again. Kill him.
What's our goal here?
To remove the entire Thieves Guild and place ourselves in power.
Why?
So we can use the Thieves Guild to politically overthrow the city.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Because we want to redeem New Hope!
Because we changed our life. G.
Yeah, no, the reason why the Thieves Guild helps is because we've killed everybody and instituted it ourselves.
I think we should knock off all the leadership and then disappear from the Thieves Guild.
That works for me.
What?
And then they can run their own things, and then we can do our own little rebellion.
Yay, rebellion!
And then while the little guys figure out what the fuck to do. And then once the rebellion's done, they can actually start building the Thieves Guild.
Get you one!
Come get you one!
Alright, so, kill leadership, do rebellion, purge city, wipe butt.
Now there's gonna be a wipe butt in between all those because...
And then flush.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys flush every day?
I don't think you're gonna be like able to do that in one day.
You guys eat every day? I mean,
this is not a JRPG. Whirlwind, where you go through the entire game going, I haven't eaten anything. I did sleep though.
You've obviously been playing the wrong JRPGs. In some games, I eat every 30 seconds.
Nah, yeah, I was gonna say a lot of the games.
I need more.
That's how you heal or whatever, you know, that's your...
Yes, I drink whiskey and heal. Anyways, so any other ideas of what to do?
That's my idea, at least.
Crash the city into a mountain.
Alright, so
any productive ideas?
One big BA anti-magic zone is one idea.
We could actually solve the problems.
And then we also have the idea of remove the leadership and then come back and purge it later.
Actually, a giant anti-magic zone would really suck for you guys. Because you drink your potion of Featherfall and go, damn.
That didn't work.
You have to try and slap your way out of the magic zone.
Or we just go to the top and, like, you know,
I can help
have a parachute. You just have a parachute, so the island keeps falling, and you sit there and see how that ends.
And then you hope that your air resistance is higher than that of the city.
I think it would be with a parachute.
With a parachute? Yes. Without a parachute? Probably not.
Now, here's the question. Which race has invented parachutes?
Dwarves? Gnomes?
Dwarves have flying machines?
Yes. They have zeppelins. Because zeppelins are awesome.
Anyways.
As the Hindenburg taught us.
Yeah, well, that's because people are dumb.
Because they filled it with freaking helium. Anyways. No, hydrogen. They filled it with hydrogen.
It'd be funny if it was filled with helium. Imagine an army of dwarves. But you come to destroy you! Bah!
Bah! By the way, I learned why helium does that.
Yeah. Mythbusters also explained it.
Yeah, they did. Because
yeah.
The material that made it was actually extremely flammable.
No, I'm talking about why helium makes your voice squeaky.
Oh. I didn't hear that.
Well, Mythbusters explained both of those.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, back to reality.
Mythbusters is reality.
Mythbusters is your life. So, any other ideas? We have anti-magic zone and remove leadership.
Remove which leadership?
The Thieves Guild leadership. Oh. And then let the Small Thieves Guild rebuild itself while we overthrow the government.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Honestly?
No, what we were originally planning on doing is overthrowing the leadership and becoming the Thieves Guild.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not productive.
That's pretty much the same thing.
No, his idea is kill all the leadership and then we go overthrow the city. We don't take over the Thieves Guild. We kill all the leadership and let them rebuild themselves, or we're out over here doing our thing.
Basically, yeah. Let the smaller guys rebuild.
We just say, fuck the Thieves Guild. We don't want anything to do with you people anymore.
For now. Yeah. We'll come back once we finish purging the world.
I wouldn't say that.
Just some of us have grown.
I say we don't go back.
In the end, it will be taken over by one of us, because we are PCs.
Whatever.
If nothing else, Jessica will.
Yeah. I like how the one person who's always been against being in the Thieves Guild is the one who's most forward to go back to it.
Dick is sitting here going, yeah, F that. Steve is sitting here going, logically speaking, let's think about it. How does Wander Run work? Eventually, a PC will be in charge of the
Not necessarily.
Eventually.
We could all jump off the city and go become adventurers for all he cares at this point.
Out of character-wise, I doubt we'll be able to do what we're talking about right now, because we're going to have to take out a god.
Alright, well, honestly, I say for now, before we make any further decisions, we focus on the short term.
Kill the leadership.
This is one thing we
can all agree on that, yes.
And I will suggest, unless they attack us, we try and avoid conflicts with any of the smaller people, because they've been dragged into this by us.
We can make sure that we can make a deal with some of the leadership and say, like, you're not going to be in charge. That's all I'm telling you now.
Try the Archmage, because, well, honestly, he's going to be a bitch and a half to beat.
Would you reach into my backpack? In the second pocket from the back?
Honestly,
no.
We should be targeting
the first pocket you
all
reach,
of the laziest people. Because those are the people, it seems like, are the least useful.
Like peppermint.
We want the useful people to be
in there.
The problem is, if we leave any of the current leadership in there, they're much more likely to betray us.
Yes,
they're also
all of them
much
are lazy.
More likely to become in charge.
All of them are lazy, so we can take them out.
They all have ambition, though.
Yeah. That's not the same as... you can be ambitious and lazy.
He's not saying we should avoid them. He's saying we should take out all the current leadership because they're lazy.
Yes.
Yeah, the only problem is some of them probably aren't lazy.
But
like Dave Dice. He actually seems to be having a lot of connections.
Let me rephrase
what Steven said.
He wants to kill everyone. He's agreeing with you.
But I'm just saying that, like, it's not going to be as easy as killing him.
Yeah.
We've got a made-out session by now.
So many connections. The Archmage, we don't even know what the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We also have to be
careful. At the Mage's Guild.
There you go.
Who is he, though?
We can figure it out later.
He's Bob the Sorcerer.
The Sorcerer at
things.
The Wizard College.
Okay, what about the captain?
I don't know that I want to mess with him at the moment.
Well, if you don't, he's going to become leader of the Thieves Guild.
So,
and he'll make sure it's efficient.
He will make sure it's efficient.
And he'll take over the city.
So, let's make a priority list. One, let's go find Bool again. Kill him. Two, find the Archmage. Kill him. Three, find the captain, take the apple. If we kill him or not, we'll deal with that at the time.
The problem is the captain is probably the single most ambitious member of the Thieves
Guild. Can we chop up the apple and eat it?
No, it's a it's gem.
It's made out of ruby.
Oh, okay.
It's ruby and
I forgot about
emerald.
Let me rephrase this. Yes, we can chop the apple up and eat it. It's just not very comfortable.
Jen, Amanda, are you familiar with what happens in D&D when you destroy a major artifact?
It explodes.
In Andre's world, when you destroy a major artifact.
So, is that the appropriate top three? Vool, Archmage, Captain.
I don't know. As Tyler's making a point of saying, Big Dice is calling in favors, and that's never a good thing.
In my opinion, because he's calling in political favors, if you let them sit, the favors will grow old. So unless he takes aggressive action against us, I'd say we put him off for a little bit.
I agree with Stephen.
Okay. Why don't we... Can we gather information on what kind of favors he's been calling in?
Sure! I gave you guys a bit of information about that last time.
I thought so, too.
I don't recall this.
He was calling in adventurers and political ties from places like Anubia and...
And he's using the general populace of hobos to look for us and try to get information on us.
Yes. He now has a cohort of some of the of the embassy district's best and most elite guards currently now working for him. And he's had spies out gathering information on all the other potential players.
So basically he's been doing what we've been doing.
Yes, except he's
also got more recruits.
Except he's got more friends than you do.
So that's what I said. We let those grow old.
That's the problem when you're a used-to-be chaotic evil-aligned group.
Used to be. Jessica's still chaotic evil. Ryan.
We all know how you roll.
Right.
The only good person in the party is also the person who uses the most bleed. Just remember that.
Yes, well, the character who...
The chaotic good guy has been here. There's blood covering all the walls.
Well, the two guys who constantly use subdual damage are considered chaotic evil.
That's right. Just remember, this is how New Hope works.
I'm sorry, I don't have a class mechanic that's like, nice rogue.
I don't have a class mechanic that's like nice barbarian.
Saps.
A bleeding sap.
It's a dual bleed.
The dual wield saps, it does the same damage.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
It does d6, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does 1d6.
And then
you mastercraft it and get it enchanted. It does a d6 plus d6 merciful if you want.
Oh! Use that on undead.
Undead. Okay, you have a mace, don't you? And you're not going to be subduing undead.
I don't
mace have a mace. The fight, sucker.
That's not sequitur. We don't subdue undead.
That would let you subdue undead.
It's not
undead.
Merciful to subdue undead. You kill them.
Technically, merciful should do damage to undead considering it's positive energy that's imbued in your weapon.
No, it's not.
I thought it was cure.
No,
I
cure it's physical. It's physical damage.
Merciful is physical.
Cure Light is not considered positive energy.
Cure Light is.
Positive energy. Your sap is not doing Cure Light. I hit you for D6 and heal you D8.
That would be a very counterproductive weapon. Unless you call it Distress Reliever. At which point you pull in a mook and just beat him until he's feeling good.
Unfortunately, he's unconscious.
Yes, because you,
technically it might actually happen eventually.
You keep rolling ones on the heal, sixes on the damage.
Well, also, you gotta add your strength to it.
Yeah.
Oh!
Alex still waiting for his great sap.
Anyways, so...
You mean a punching bag that you just swing around?
I don't have a legendary sap that gives me 15 to 20 crit range.
Alright. Focus! Top 3. Vool, Archmage, Captain. Any alterations anyone wants to make? Don't just say, eh. If you want to make alterations, make them.
I vote we kill all the prostitutes in the city.
I say we...
Bad idea.
Okay, that's putting down the for somebody.
Talk to the Archmage. Talk to the captain.
Yes.
And then we decide whether we want to kill them or not.
I agree with...
Alright, let's go find Vool.
Alright. How are you going to find him?
Steven's going to do his class feature.
Alright, go ahead and give me your other information. You'll need 3. DC 25. There will be absolutely no utility in going past 3. But feel free to go past 3 if you want to. If you just feel like giving out money to the hobo populace.
We might as well just give out money. Here, money!
I assist you 3 times.
I'm doing the -5 because I'm covert.
Okay.
15 plus 9 is 24. 24. 26. No, I'm taking that +2. Perfect. I need to roll a 10 or higher. Holy cow.
What did you roll?
You got 6 now, Andre.
Hey! No, that's total 6.
Okay, it took you 6 tries to get 3 successes?
Yep. Actually, it's not that bad.
21, 27 gold
that's
pieces into the hobo population.
10 or higher.
27, you said?
Yes. He has not been seen.
Thanks.
I told you there was no utility going past 3. He hasn't been seen. He fled invisibly from the scene, and he hasn't been seen since.
All right, scry then, shall we?
He might have himself protected against that.
Yes, but it can't hurt to try.
Sure, go ahead and go talk to the divination specialist up at the college.
Who are you going to get to scry?
Can't we just get some other mage to scry? Go to college and be like, I need somebody to scry spell.
The professor of divination.
I'll go to the freaking cat butcher.
No. That guy is worthless.
Actually, I'll pay him after he finds him.
That's worthless, dude. It's a waste of your time.
That'll be funny.
No, it won't.
Can we check?
By the way, you get a message from the divination specialist that he says that he found your wife.
Yeah.
Been about 3 months later?
Yep, and he was charging you a gold piece a day while searching. So that'll be 90 gold pieces that you owe him. Because remember, he charged depending on how long it took.
Hey, man, look at it this way. It's still cheaper than hiring a guard from the Brotherhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where is she?
She's currently somewhere in a dungeon.
Oh.
Again?
No, we said, remember?
A dungeon.
Not
D&D dungeon, like a dungeon dungeon.
Okay, a literal dungeon.
You mean where you put her?
I didn't put her in a dungeon.
No.
Yeah, you did.
We put her down on the land.
Yeah.
We sent them to Lake Castle.
Which,
would
it be in a dungeon?
No.
Yeah? You said a dungeon, right?
No.
A dungeon back in the
A dungeon times. With, like, shackles and shit. Not, not like booby traps, kobolds, and...
No. A dungeon... You said a dungeon, not in D&D terms, so that would be, like, a place where they put nobles.
No, so that would be an oubliette.
A special room in a castle.
Actually...
They call that a dungeon.
Actually, a real dungeon would be, like, something where they torture people and put them on
rocks. No, that's not a real dungeon.
You know what a real dungeon is, guys? It's where a bunch of guys wear tight and run around and go...
No. You're a fucked up world, Steven. You live in a fucked up little mind.
They call that a dungeon, though.
I'd call that a dungeon because where you're tied up to the wall and your guys
put
pink tights
like,
and going
political prisoners in a castle. Not where you torture people.
That would be a torture chamber.
Okay, so we've established
she is in a cell.
There
she
we go.
Is locked up, sucker.
I think they captured her.
I'm going to tell you guys that the people that we sent them to protect are now...
Oh, of course.
Captured.
I agree.
There is a dog inside the cell as well.
Hey, some douchebag started the war before the 3 days started. But I figured who that was and kicked their ass.
Is it possible they just did something stupid in Lake Castle?
Go to some...
Speak English!
He doesn't know where the cell is.
No.
That's a different crime. Go to some mage and have them send a message spell. You have 25 words. And then they can respond with 25 words.
It's 25 miles plus 1 mile per...
It's only 25 miles?
Yeah, you're thinking Whispering Wind.
I thought it was bigger than that.
No.
Whispering Wind is the long range one.
And that's 25.
But you can't respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Message has...
There's also the Qual's feather... Feather token of message.
Qual's fucking feather token.
That's a slightly different one.
So, you know, message and then screws them?
It comes over, has a message on it, and starts tickling them.
It's for wrong the erotic man.
Oh, God.
It's
shaped
like a
Okay. The city is unhappy with your sexual reference.
The city can go to hell. Oh, wait, it already is.
All right, guys, focus again. We're losing subjects. So, Vool is MIA. The only way we're going to find him is if we go and do a scrying, which, quite frankly, if he's an intelligent person, which he has proven to be, won't work. So, let's go talk to the Archmage.
Good luck finding him.
It looks like it's time period reliant.
What?
It looks like it's time period reliant. Renaissance is when they tortured people, and then medieval is.
I am not rolling well today.
Because he had to look it up.
I did. I was really curious.
He has to re-inflame it.
It
okay.
Made sense to both.
It's not a dick move.
I was curious.
24, 28, 31, 37. Man, the hobos are demanding today.
Well, they've realized, since Big Dice is calling in favors already, they've realized they can ask for a bit more money from people asking them for help.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Okay. How are they being hobos with this kind of a salary? I mean, really.
It's a lifestyle. They actually live in nice houses, but then they get in their dirty clothes and go sit on street corners.
And share information.
Steven, all they're doing is operating under the Shadowrun version of hobo. It just means your upkeep is zero per month.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go be a hobo. Freaking make bank. That information I have?
Yeah.
The problem is it also has no built-in, you can spend X amount of money every week or whatever.
Yeah, I make bank. Eat rats. Live in the sewers. This is great.
Get to intimately know that troll druid.
Anywho, so how many successes did you get? 3. Alright, what you find out is recently, apparently, the Archmage, an individual known as the Archmage, who seems to have become more active in the past few days than he has been in years, met with an individual known as the Guildmaster.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah, you're using a dry erase marker.
I was thinking it might be a little more fun than that.
Get a wet erase marker.
Met.
You might want to look in to see which guildmaster this is, because there are a lot of guildmasters in
yes,
the city.
Yes, but hardly any of them go by the guildmaster.
I don't think they're all named the guildmaster.
They usually have a name that goes with guildmaster because they don't have
guildmaster Frankincense. Guildmaster up your butt.
This could be like the guildmaster of the
Of the faceless one, nameless one.
I hope they're not faceless ones.
The faceless nameless ones. Anyways, is that all I get?
That's what you got with 3 successes.
Is there fruit in making more?
Sure. There's fruit in 2 more.
Ah, Shazam! Shazam!
Okay. How much of the hobo's milk off you?
3.
How long has it been at this point, by the way, Stephen?
3, 6, 7.5 hours.
Okay, we're not doing much today, are we?
He's not doing much today because he's like, I've been walking around the city for 7.5 hours. They milk 16 more off you.
And
I spent my day running
away. Alright.
So he met with the guildmaster?
At rank 2. And it's apparently guildmaster of the Thieves Guild, who has set himself up openly in the civil district. The Archmage has made an alliance with the Guildmaster.
Okay, this raised the question. Do we really want to fuck with him right now, then?
It's not our Guildmaster.
Yeah?
Guildmaster of the Thieves Guild?
In a civil district. That's Big Dice.
He's not a guild?
No, actually that is the Guildmaster's term. Big Dice is the Embassy District.
Yeah, he's at Embassy.
Oh,
that's why he's got the best guards in the Embassy District on his side.
I apologize.
No one has had the civil district because, well, that's...
Blood Eyes and the Guildmaster's territory.
Oh, that's right. And Blood Eyes is dead, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes, I still want to go mess up the Archmage.
Well, see, how much do I actually know about the Guildmaster in character?
Well, he set himself up openly, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, he literally pantsed Steven without him noticing.
Yes.
So... he's got some level of skill.
Hey, if he set himself up openly, we can get some adventurers to help us out.
Do we really need to kill more adventurers?
I'm saying we go in with him.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel a bit better.
Because we're going to need backup, I think.
Do we want to go against the Archmage or the Guildmaster?
You know, it would be funny if the Brotherhood and us walked up there. That would be hilarious. I mean, it wouldn't be very subtle, but it'd be like, yeah, we got an army.
My two cents here. We're already on fairly bad terms with the Brotherhood.
Actually, you're on bad terms with a faction of the Brotherhood. A second faction is completely neutral to the matter, seeing that this is the way the city's been running ever since, well, they've been alive. And the third faction is happy that you guys are actually here. You guys are actually showing up as allies. So if they get messed with, you get messed with. That sort of mentality. So it is not appropriate to assume that all of the Brotherhood doesn't like you. Right now, they're neutral the hard way, because there's a third of the people who are just like, really? Really? And some people are like, awesome! And some people are like, the Thieves Guild was... I thought they were always at war.
You know, honestly, that's kind of the vibe I got, too. We just openly attacked each other.
It's funny, because you keep hearing about it only when there's, like, big wars and whatnot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it in terms... You might just be hearing about it because of events that are happening.
Uh-huh.
You might assume that they're at war all the time.
That it just never stops. It's just they're really good at hiding it when it's...
My two copper pieces are, we should probably avoid pulling the Brotherhood into any major assaults until we've actually gotten on good terms with the majority of them, and there's less chance...
Well, regardless, we're going to need backup.
We've got one third. Another third doesn't care,
yeah.
And another third is going like, fuck you guys.
He wants a majority support, not a majority
doesn't
men.
Doesn't care is good enough. I mean, no, that's... I
agree with him.
In my opinion, that's as high as possible.
Oh, Ryan is zipped here. Holy crap. Amanda, he grew some besties.
I'm going to do it then. Hold still.
Okay. But... If we're going to pull anyone in here, I'd rather have it be mercenaries rather than people
who are... Well, we do know part of the city guard wants to get hired by us.
You know, I have no problem bringing them along with us.
Why don't you figure out who that was and we'll hire them?
That's easy.
Although
you've got half an hour.
Although we don't have that much gold. Well, at least I don't have that much gold.
I did it.
Assuming it's not a 3 success check.
I'd rather not hire our friends. Just because...
The city guard is not our friend.
Allies.
Okay.
They're not our allies. They hate us.
If we hire them, they'll be our allies.
No, they'll be our mercenaries.
Mercs and allies are very different.
Allies are there
because they
want to be.
What I'm saying is, I'm not going to go into battle again at the same side as anyone that we bought. Because that's not a good idea.
He does not like the idea of mercenaries.
What, so you hate Jacob? Huh? Is that it?
Who's Jacob? I'm the boss.
Well, find a map and find figure out where you are.
So you hate... I got the name wrong. You hate Thane? Is that it? Huh?
Who's Thane?
Mass Effect 2.
Oh, I haven't played that.
Thane Krios.
I'm sorry, for some reason I thought Jacob was a mercenary.
He works for Cerberus.
Yes. He's the one who objected to hiring Thane because he was a mercenary.
I don't remember. Everyone objects to everyone. I tell them to fuck off.
Alright, so you don't want to hire mercs.
I don't want to hire mercs because if we buy them, then they can just be bought out at a higher price.
Yeah, but in the middle of pitched combat, they aren't going to get bought out.
No. Grisha's Goldtooth will show up. He draws line of sight to our mercenaries and buys them off.
Hey, who knows? Big Dice could be like Grisha's
Goldtooth.
We're
not fighting Big Dice. We're fighting the Guildmaster and Vool.
Why are we fighting Guildmaster and Vool? I thought we were going to go talk to them.
They've made a blatant, open alliance, and we know the Guildmaster has planned on attacking us.
No, we don't.
The Archmage.
I meant the Archmage. Sorry.
Oh, you're going after the Archmage.
Steven.
Yeah. But don't do that.
I will point out, we have no knowledge that the Guildmaster is basically going to call us out.
No, I don't know if he's going to call us out, but I know he's taking blatant actions to prepare against us.
He's taking blatant action to prepare himself.
Against us.
We don't...
Oh, okay, you're just that self-absorbed.
No, I'm that paranoid.
It's established. He's going paranoid.
Going?
I think he needs to change that word to gone.
I will point out it's only paranoia if someone's not out to get you.
Okay, so the people we can get is Vool, disappeared. Archmage and Guildmaster prepared. Big Dice prepared.
Yeah.
We could try and find the captain.
Or that other adventure.
And his army of assassins.
I'm just throwing it out there. Hey, are there any events we've missed at this point?
There was that other adventuring group.
There's not a lot of other factions that are currently openly moving against you guys. There are two small factions. Well, one faction and another faction that's gaining a lot of momentum.
Is the
faction of
fuck you all?
F you! Yeah, the momentum of fuck you, we're thieves.
You mean the ones that are just like, fuck the war, we just want to get back to stealing?
Those are the people we just want to leave alone.
Yes.
That's the group we want to put in power.
Yes.
Fuck the question is, how do we do this?
By removing everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alex's vote is for violence. When has that not worked for us before?
So then why are you against attacking people?
Violence aimed towards the people that actually deserve it.
The Archmage. The Guildmaster.
I have never said I'm not against them.
Let's go fight the Archmage. All right, you and me, let's go find him.
Actually, it might be easier to fight Big Dice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't we start there?
Big
but
Dice
he's
fine.
He's actually been doing stuff. I don't want to remove him.
All three of our current options have been doing
all
stuff.
All
right, everyone stop.
Okay.
Who's in favor of going after the Archmage?
Currently, no.
Who's in favor of going after the Guildmaster? Who's in favor of going after the Big Dice?
Yeah.
And who's in favor of going after the Captain? What are you in favor of?
Vool.
He's
we
gone.
We can't find him.
Yeah, so we should go find him.
We can't
find him.
So we should try harder.
Ryan?
With what method?
I'm just saying all we've done...
No, you can't say that. What method?
Yeah. I just said all we've done so far is...
The barmaid drops off the drink. Slowly.
I hand her five gold pieces. And I just... I'm sorry, but those are some of the angriest hand movements I've ever seen.
All we've done so far is...
My current thought, I can't believe, you know, I laughed when we made those hand movements. I never thought we would actually use them. But, wow.
All we've done so far is gather information. We haven't done anything else in North.
You go hire a mage and scry on.
Yep.
Okay.
And go. Meanwhile, we're going to roll off. I will roll, and if my amount is greater than what they roll, we go after my target.
What?
Okay, you should roll, add your number, and if I roll higher than that with a d20,
why?
We go after my target. This way we can fairly decide who to kill.
Okay. You're putting it in Radaborn's hands.
Yes!
I thought we voted on this
17.
Already.
I got a 5.
Okay!
I got a natural 20. That's what I fucking want, bitches.
Alright, we go after Big Dice.
We gained a cumulative 37 to go after Big Dice.
I'd be alright with going after Big Dice or the Captain. I don't think we should take out the other two.
The Captain is not hostile with us right now, so I don't want to go after him.
Why don't you want to go after the Archmage?
Ryan,
as I said,
Steven.
I would be okay with either of them.
Steven, okay. He's not saying let's never go after him. He's saying let's not go after him.
Alright, well, we're going after Big Dice.
Well, I don't think... I don't think the Archmage... we don't know anything about him, so I don't know if he's actually useful or not.
Ryan,
the Guildmaster is useful.
We don't want to leave any of the old leadership. The reason being is if any of the old leadership is involved, they will then corrupt the new Rogues Guild faster.
But I'm okay with Big Dice corrupting people because his corruption is causing them to be actually active.
And here's the tonight's menu.
Just give me a
habit. I'm just saying, it's okay if he stays because he's actually doing stuff.
I don't think it's okay if any of them stays because we don't want any of them to become the Guildmaster. We want one of the little dudes to become Guildmaster.
We want somebody from the FU We're Rogues faction to become Guildmaster.
I'm fine with the Guildmaster staying the Guildmaster.
No, he declared this war.
He declared it because he didn't like some of the other leadership. Not all of
them. If he hadn't blatantly declared this war, we could have done what we're doing more secretly over a longer amount of time. Yeah. He screwed our plans!
Quail.
Also worthless.
No,
he's arrogant, he's lazy,
and raisin bread.
He's not lazy.
Yes,
when has he ever done anything?
He's done a lot of stuff.
What?
Out of game,
he sent us to go get a sippy cup.
Spaghetti pizza.
He's accumulating catapult.
Watermelon and peas.
That's what he's made.
So basically you're doing an Italian
what
dinner.
What has he done?
What? I don't know.
So how can you say he's done anything?
He's kicked people in the butt to make them actually active.
He stood there.
He stood there and said something.
He yelled at people.
Ooh.
He got them to
Wait, Ricardo, I'm yelling at you now. Are you doing what I'm telling you to do?
No, because you're not persuasive.
Yelling does not work. We need a man of action.
I'm saying
we need Bond. Bond will be the new guild master.
Sure, we can make Bond guild master. Why not?
I'm not saying that the guild master.
Okay, so Ryan is disagreeing with the entire plan.
I'm not saying the guild master should
just
physically active. I'm saying he should be
Ryan
the one.
Ryan wants a different plan. What's your plan?
I think we should take out all the people who aren't worth a damn.
We're doing this game.
I thought that's what we were doing in the first place.
Our first place objective was to take out all the leadership.
But they're not all worth it. They're not all worthless.
This is why I really like being.
Some of them are okay to stay.
We don't want any. Ryan, when you want a new company, you have to do a complete decapitation move.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Look through history. Look through the history of corporations.
That's what people think you have to do. Who says it doesn't? If you leave the people who are doing their jobs right,
do you have proof that any of them are doing their actual job correctly?
Well, I don't know. Why don't we try
one mission,
figure that out?
Saphiria got more intel than anyone else. The guildmaster said that himself at one of the meetings. In one of our missions, she got more information,
yes,
more intel than
reason,
any of the other factions
that's
have in a long
why
time.
I think we should keep the guildmaster in because he recognizes potential.
So
and
why
talent.
Should we keep Big Dice? That's his job to get political information, and she got more political information than he did in one of our missions.
He's got a lot
over
of
over the last 10 years.
The guildmaster said himself at a meeting that in our mission, our one mission that she turned in this information, she collected more information than he had in 10 years.
Maybe he wasn't bold enough. I don't know. But,
so, but then
but
you're saying we should leave him because he's
of,
acting.
He's got a lot of connections. We don't have that many connections. He's
so,
got,
so we kill him, somebody
got,
else will take over.
Andre said it himself. He's got way more friends than we do.
We
Everyone
take him out.
Has more friends than we do.
Yes,
she's
but
right.
Big Dice has the most out of anybody.
We take him out. Somebody else will gain those political connections and actually use them as a rogue. Not sit on his butt and gain for... Nothing.
And use them to defend himself for his laziness.
Well, okay, that may be accurate then. However,
so Ryan,
the guild
let's stop.
Still,
let's stop and focus on Big Dice. You're saying we shouldn't take him out because he's a good person. He's
no,
doing
no,
his
no.
job.
I said I would be okay with taking him out, although I would be a little iffy. But if we wanted to go after him, that's fine.
As we just demonstrated, he, from the guildmaster himself, has said he's not doing his job.
Okay.
So are you alright with us going and taking him out? Is it being killing or having him just completely removed from the island?
Yeah. I never said that we shouldn't ever.
Okay. So we're still good to go take out Big Dice.
Yeah.
We'll discuss the rest later.
You got a rain or something? What's going on?
We're turning on the AC.
Thank goodness.
So, have you guys made a decision?
Yes, we're killing Big Dice. Okay, so
because we're still arguing over the plan because okay. Ryan's different than us.
No, we have decided we're going to take out Big Dice.
Yes, that is decided.
We'll progress from there later.
Well, you guys did make a good point. He hasn't really used any of his connections up to this point until
besides protecting his own ass.
Yes.
Can I put something up to plate?
First off, will it involve another hour-long argument? My fingers are tired.
No, it will not. Just whenever you're making your plan, make sure to remember this has probably become so public it's going to hurt because of his connections with the... his
Everyone.
Favors.
Okay.
You mean when we take him out?
Yes, make sure we have a backup if it becomes...
In the end, we stage our own deaths and become some other people.
Sounds good.
Worst case scenario, we can do it. We've
actually,
done it before.
Worst case scenario, we just jump off the island.
Yeah. Well, Saphiria already staged her own death and assumed a new life. I mean,
wait, so
we're
gonna
do it.
What we're going to do is we're all going to take levels in Master Spy and then just assume someone else's identity. But first,
yeah,
we
have to get to a level 9 Master.
Yes,
no,
we have
level
to get to
10
level,
master
level
spy.
10 of Master Spy.
But well, we're 16.
Yeah.
I mean,
so once we're at level 26,
14.
We'll be alright.
So we're epic level characters.
And we should have level spies, Andre.
At this point,
alright, so let's not waste any more time. We agreed we're going to kill Big Dice. Or remove him.
Sure.
Alright, we need to gather information. I assume Amanda knows how to boil
dice.
How many dice do I need?
Okay.
How many checks do you need?
He has a total of 12 allies.
We need to know exactly what all they have.
So one per faction.
One per faction?
Yeah.
All right. And you're assisting. That gives me
please 20. Go one at a time.
20 minus 5 is 15. So I need...
But stop. I said one at a time.
I was going in order.
All right.
Assisted with the first order.
That is not the one I need.
So that's not 12.
Oh, that's right. All right. Anubians have granted him 10 mummies.
All right.
They have... The guard has taken note of their presence, but done nothing. Number two. He has 5 Arcadian knights.
Wow, my help if I remember how to spell knights.
K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Oh, I know. I know how. It's just I'm writing there going K-I-G-N-H-T... Wait a minute. All right. Did you assist on the third?
I assisted on all except for number 11.
Okay.
Okay. He has 20 Horden Berserkers.
Can we get to, like, the general level of all these guys?
Oh, not really.
Fail! Fail? Succeed!
Okay.
You'll need to roll 2 more, Ryan.
Group number 4. He has 8 Dugrum sharpshooters.
I'll roll them if they're relevant.
Do you have a Dylan second?
6, 4.
Oops, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Succeed.
Okay. He has 5 Dephorian mages.
5 Dephorian?
Dephorian.
Where is Dephorian?
North of Alador.
What is Dephorian? Yeah, there.
Succeed.
It's the area that the Wizards call trapping in. Okay. He has 10 Sarnian spell swords.
Fuck Sarnian. So this is information gathered over the course of several days.
Apparently.
Yes.
He has...
Oh, we're going in 6 hours.
He has 12 Alamanian paladins.
Have we gotten anything from Sylvania yet?
Nope.
Okay. Wait a minute. Paladins are cool with mummies being there?
Yep.
As long as the mummies aren't evil.
After up little world we live in. Alright, 8.
He has 25 Amedian swashbucklers.
Oh, God.
25 Johnny Depps.
No, they're more Hispanic than Johnny Depp.
All right.
He has 10 Saurian bards.
Oh, my gosh, this stuff's got to be costing him a fortune. 10...
He has 18 Sylvanian Elf Rangers.
Hmm.
This is not trash.
Yeah.
Fail! And Ryan, I need you to make an assist check for that one.
Yes.
Alright, he has 10 Scythian Lizardmen.
Where's the noodles with the water flow?
And how many is that?
So far that's 18. Didn't you say there's 12?
Yeah, hold on, give me a second. And the last ally is...
18,000 level 20 liches.
Ugh. We're not attacking this guy.
Four Nyepian Mystic Thurges.
Mystic Splurge! At least they're probably not level 10 Mystic Splurges.
Alright, that's a level 19 Financial Fireball, please.
would be interesting to actually have a literal financial marathon.
Cats in the middle of the combat, their goals are disappearing. Whoa!
Oh god, we can't fight this guy!
Wait, can I make an evasion check for that?
I'm suddenly thinking of the,
It's like dodging the taxes.
then the guards come to you, you've been tax dodging.
I'm suddenly thinking of something positives, like IRS Demon or something they came out with the stats for. If it killed you, it literally sent you to hell where you were forced to fill out paperwork for the rest of eternity. And the only way your plus party could revive you is if they came in and paid off all your debts.
Steven's not happy about this number.
Okay. 20. 30. 40. 50. 60.
How does a 1 equal 20?
Yeah.
Plus 19.
Oh, 19 plus 1. 20, 30,
40, 50, 60. $75 gold, please.
Steven? I will.
How about that night on the town?
You can always start asking us for gold.
Second.
You take 95 points of economic damage. You take 95 points to your credit score!
Ouch.
Well, good thing we don't use financial statements in this system.
Actually, I've taken levels in IRS auditor.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. You're still learning.
I'm very angry that these freaking hobos are charged.
No. It's just like Wizard. He has, once he's level 5 IRS auditor, then he is an IRS auditor.
All right.
So we know now the defenses, which is a lot. Yes. I assume they're all going to be in the same room because, quite frankly, I don't think they don't get along.
What are you talking about? The Niathian and Sylvanians would get on along.
This
just
sounds
on.
Like an army. I mean, what's he going to do with this?
It's a good damn question.
What is he going to do with this?
What did he do with his underlings?
He can't be afraid of us to get all this.
He's afraid of the gods?
I mean, he can't. That's more than we can handle. That it's not us.
It's everybody.
Maybe, but
everybody's,
I mean...
Can I get information to see if he's intending on declaring war on the city?
Not necessarily, because...
Go ask him.
Because that's... His intention is probably locked inside his own tiny little mind.
Hey, Steven, he's like you. He's incredibly paranoid.
But these are a lot of dudes. Most of them, out of the 12, are more than 10.
Yeah. Really? If there's the 10 mummies and the spell swords, that'd be it enough to stop us.
Probably.
I think 10 mummies would be enough
yeah,
to stop us.
Not necessarily, because you can get things to protect yourself against mummy rot and stuff like that.
Yeah, you just make yourself... Hard.
Yeah, but they still hit you really hard.
Yes, but we can put up with that.
They don't hit hard enough to stop us.
To take all of us out. So as I'm saying is, the mummies with a little arcane support, we'd be screwed.
Spell swords are more than arcane support.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Those two groups alone, we'd be dead. So I agree with Zephyria. This is not just for us. I'm all up for going over and talking to him and sitting down with the list and going, I know you have this stuff. What are you doing?
Alright. Why don't you try and organize
me?
Or
we could just, like, observe him for a while. Because that's not... He's not going to hide this. We know where this is.
Yeah.
But, Steven, I will point out, organized meeting is highly unlikely since we're currently at war. He's probably too paranoid. If this is his level of response, we can assume some level of paranoia, which probably means he's completely unwilling to meet with anyone else from the
Well, let's assign somebody then to spy. No. Message requires you to voluntarily go, oh yeah, I'll talk. If he doesn't want to talk to us, he won't talk.
Alright, our two options for spy within our own PC group, which is probably most recommended since we're high skill, is probably Ryan and Tyler.
Who has the highest perception?
I have 16, I think.
Let's see, I have 17.
And you guys are stealth?
23.
Mine is only...
Do you have bluff?
15.
Alright, we'll send you.
I get to spy.
Only one? I thought we don't do the...
Oh, that's right.
One
of course,
person.
We are required to have a
But she's not here. This is a situation where it would be best to send one person, but...
I have a stealth of 27.
Why don't I just go? I'm not getting you. I'm not going on a mission. I'm just looking at a building.
Okay. I'm just...
And she can go invisible at will. Well, at word.
Ah! I mean, if I get ambushed, then that'll be suck, but I can usually get away. Yeah. And having an extra person there is not going to be
Unless
make it easier to get away.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, but Medusa's, he sees them and runs away.
Yeah.
Medusa's, I have this many chances, plus this many chances, plus this many chances, plus that many chances to make my damn save.
Yeah. Point long enough from
they were far more effective than I had originally intended.
I'm going to just point out, since you used the phrase Medusa to describe the creature, I am not going to lend you my Benny since you're naming a specific Gorgon, not a...
there are Medusas in this game.
I didn't mean to pet your leg.
Gorgon is actually a different creature altogether.
They're giant metallic cows.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're giant metallic cows.
Okay, let's just rape
this
Greek mythology in the bud.
Not Greek mythology class.
Anyways, so Saphiria, you have your assignment.
Alright, I
should go. You choose to accept
it? Right. No.
Do you want any
she just has your assignment, period.
Like,
this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
No, that's cool.
Hold on, I just want to be watching.
Alright, go ahead and give me a perception on your way there.
Alright, I'll be sneaking. Yo.
You said perception.
Yes.
He's still sneaking.
I'm telling Under Abby okay. sneaking, yo.
That's fine. They are not looking for you.
31.
31. Well, I guess they are in a roundabout way. There is a group of 20 guards. And from what you can tell, 6 Griffin Riders heading in the general way of Copper District.
What's their Blizzard compound?
Guards as in from the guard?
Yes, as in from, like, the city watch.
Alright, I will go back faster than they can.
You're right, because...
I go over rooms!
And at your full speed, they're going 20 feet around.
I'll point out, you're moving as the crow flies, essentially.
Pretty much.
Except when
Except
you hit the river.
I do have to go up and over. I can't go, like, that
through.
Way.
I will. Well, I mean, once you hit the rooftops, things are close enough together where you're probably rooftop leaping occasionally, most of the time.
My acrobatics is a 23.
Truth yes. be awesome being ethereal eagle.
Oh, as a note, if I get a running jump, I jump at least 33 feet.
Nice.
Because I get a take 10 and get a 30.
Now, just hope you don't end up roof hopping as in Kick-Ass.
I mean, failing?
Yes!
Anyways, but yes, I get back.
That group is sitting here, obviously.
Alright, so now that she's out scouting, but we need good...
Guys, there's a group of 20 guards and 6 Griffin Riders. We actually have never fought before, so I figure they're kind of dangerous. They're coming to Copper District. I don't know why. I'm going to go watch them now. I just want to review with the Brotherhood. Poof.
You go do your assignment. We'll take care of that.
Just go.
All right, and to the Brotherhood.
You're there.
Yeah, you stay at the Brotherhood, dude. That's all.
Sorry, I'm used to the restaurant.
I'm in
the Brotherhood. Okay.
My assignment. I was on my way there, so I'm just gonna go watch them and see where they're going. Because if they're not going here, I'll come tell you about it and then go do my assignment.
Rock on.
All right, I go.
Alright, to James!
I swear.
To James!
I figure out where they're going.
Give me a sense motive.
I swear I was at my shop like 5 minutes ago.
Thus is the magical power of.
Oh, 18 actually.
18?
I know, that's the second highest I could ever get.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. It's 19 because I'm wearing my amulet.
That's
my
thingy.
They seem to be moving in the. They are moving past West Copper and heading, looks like, towards Central Copper.
Which is the.
Which is the Brother. Right.
Alright, well, I'll go ahead and confirm they're heading this way.
Well, we all will lock arms and frolic over to the direction of James.
Okay, you'll
do that. I'll come back to
as,
that time.
I guess as the only female member in our group currently, I'm Dorothy.
Can I be Toto?
She's the cowardly lion, scarecrow, tin man.
If I only had a brain.
No, you need a heart. He needs a brain. She needs some courage. I just want to go home.
All right.
If you're paired up with all those people, I want to go home.
Yeah.
You can be Toto.
That makes her Toto, yeah.
No, she's the wizard.
Okay.
You mean the wizard?
So you guys walk over to James. You'll see that he is conversing with Kehiane and Stormhammer.
Excuse me, James.
It seems that Stormhammer's in a fairly upbeat mood, as well as the Eversteel. So he kind of goes, yes, Dick, you're... You haven't said something offensive yet.
Well, I see you're having a very sunny day, so I'm unfortunately here to cast some shadows of doubt upon your joyful life.
What?
Don't
tell me, like, the Guildmaster is planning some sort of siege.
Probably, he does have, and I read, 6 catapults, 24 gallons of grease, a ton of cabbage and 6 cows, some new china, 2 tons...
Is that what you were here to tell me?
No. Sorry, I'm sidetracked. Our spies have recently informed us that a large collection of city guard, including Griffin Riders, are on their way here.
Okay.
Just so you know, they might not be happy. I don't know why.
I will point out, this is less of a detriment to them than it would normally be to us, Rick, Dick.
I know, but what I'm thinking of doing is we will all wander off to a different part of Copper District, and if they come here, you can simply tell them we're not here.
That's fine. We're your allies, and we're more than happy to help you fight off the thieves. We're not going to fight the city guard. We've already had enough qualms with them.
I'm just letting you know, because from what I've been told, they look serious. So we're going to go over to the docks.
All right.
We can't go to the docks.
Wait, they're coming from West Copper, right?
We're all disguising ourselves as Brotherhood.
So
what we're doing.
Yes.
And why?
So that we don't have to leave?
They're dedicated to law. If we actually leave, they can legitimately tell them we left.
They don't have to know we're disguising ourselves as Brotherhood.
We really told him we're leaving.
So we are.
You know, I love that the party members aren't intelligent enough to wait to talk about this until after we walk away from you, James.
I didn't say squat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. James
unless James knows that.
I look at him. Did she teach you our language?
Nope.
Okay. We need to get telepathic bond, okay?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Okay. So
every time I look at our language, I realize just how immature I was.
We're going to go to the Sky Docks. Should they harass you guys, tell them we're over there.
All right.
See ya. We go to a closet. I step inside. I got his weather number. I find a convenient telephone booth.
I take up residence at the nearby...
Unfortunately, you walk into the TARDIS.
Yes!
The time vortex opens.
So, I'll die with glory.
No, the Master walks up behind you and mind controls you.
Yeah, he doesn't have that anymore.
Who said we were in the latest season?
Yeah.
This is way, way early in the series.
Well, then that means... Well, if it's way early in the series, it means there's still black and white. Holy cow.
Sucks! Unlike everyone else, I do keep to my word, say, I walked the bar across the street.
Okay.
Alright, so we're all disguised.
I do disguise myself, but I'm at least...
And then, since we have a little bit of time, I'm actually going to make a physical disguise in case they see through.
Yeah, me too.
Alter self, which they can't in this series. But just in case, unless they have, like, true sight.
Disguise is charisma. I have a +0.
I'll disguise you.
Thank you.
I have a +5. Me. A 22.
I have a +4 still, but...
That's better than 0.
I know. A physical disguise doesn't work really well on Rooney at all.
Put some blush on.
Well, if she has a belt of or an item of alter self...
She hasn't had a disguise.
Then, yeah. But alter self is entirely different. They'd have to have true sight to be able to see through that.
Disguise self gives you +10 to disguise.
Would you hand me a tissue?
Do you have an issue?
Item disguise does?
Yep, gives you +10.
Is Ring of Chameleon Power disguise self or alter self?
Disguise.
Okay.
We'll roll if we need to.
Fortunately, an elf is much easier than disguise.
Yeah, up will walk the giant platoon of city guardsmen. And of course, one of the guards on the ground is like, "Greetings!" And up walks this
distinguished gray gentleman. He's got the Fu Manchu, and his hair is kind of combed back. He says, "Ah, my good man, would you happen to know the location of the Night Guard? We have a warrant for their arrest."
Oh, it's Bothwell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They have a warrant for our arrest.
We're all disguised as Brotherhood members at
except
the moment.
Except me. I'm actually across the street.
Disguised, okay. But not as a Brotherhood member.
I'm keeping my word.
And the guy goes, "From last I heard at command, they were heading down to the Sky Docks."
"Oh, well, thank you, my good man. Have a good, pleasant day. Ready, moon? Move towards the Sky Docks."
I will follow them.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
First, perception. No, I don't see them. Well, it depends.
Don't see what?
Perception. 7.
I take it the bar
29.
Isn't nice enough. Was
your
window.
DC?
No, wait.
Oh, disguise?
Okay. Down the copper district, down on first levels.
Oh, that's... I can remember who it was.
That's a 16.
Didn't have
I see you.
First.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow them! You want to come with?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I go back to do the mission.
I'll hope you want to follow them.
No. Okay.
I just want to make sure that they weren't going to fuck
with me. That was my plus.
I might want to reroll myself. 12
stealth.
That's a 28.
Plus 12 is actually fairly respectable, man.
I got a 24.
In this group, not so much,
yeah.
But normally
we roll the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Do I want to keep the 28?
Oh, there's one more guy, sorry.
One more guy is important.
All depends. These guys, the city guard are level 5, right?
Yes.
Which means they have a total of...
Stephen, let me represent. The average city guard
is 5. Yes, the riders are probably better. These guys will probably have an average of plus 10. That's for only 18.
How?
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Skill focus.
Okay.
That's what he... Just in case.
Yeah. It's better to overguess at this point. I'll leave my 28.
Okay.
I re-disguise myself as something other than a Brotherhood member.
Yeah.
So even if they do notice my 24...
This is to notice if they notice they're being followed.
That's
fine. He's still... We're disguised as random street people.
Yes.
Okay.
You're hobos?
But I got a 24.
Alright. Now, you guys give me perception checks to see if...
You're aware that they noticed you.
Wow. I can't roll above a 10.
Me either.
But that's okay.
It's okay.
It's a 28.
28. You'll notice that basically the lead griffin guy swoops to about 30 feet down. You guys can hear from a ways away. "We're being followed!" And he points back at you two. And, "Min! That might be them! Get them!"
What?
Wait,
where are you guys going? I'm just curious.
I book it. What? I find the nearest sewer grate, jump in it.
Alright, so you're staying there, right?
Run, you idiot! Sorry. I'm not using this. This is what they're gonna do to you, man!
wait, stop!
Okay, no.
Okay, now run.
You must found out. Not as the...
Alright, so you run. They cannot catch you. However, the cavalry can.
That's why I'm jumping in a sewer grate.
Alright, so... You give me an initiative check.
See invisibility.
You don't know.
You don't know.
I go invisible. So if they do, then...
You go invisible on your turn.
Go ahead and roll.
Yeah, roll
initiative. Give me initiative.
Oh. You go invisible.
I got 29.
I have 19.
You're in a sewer grate. Okay. You got 19?
Mm-hmm.
And let me push these guys up. I love pre-generated NPCs.
You're loving the new books you got, aren't you?
Yes, I'd love to post a review of them, but the website's still down. There we go.
Well, you can tell them that the Advanced Players Guide got your player's hearty approval.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them. I approve.
So, as you are... Steven, react first and jump inside a grate.
And then once I get down there, I disguise myself something else and hide.
Movement to get to the grate, movement to open it,
yeah.
Reaction to fall.
Okay.
Wait, I'll take it. If he's an oracle and he drops himself, does he scatter 10 feet?
Yeah. All right, Ryan, what is your AC, please?
26.
The head guy, which you see is this dashing young man with his hair that's kind of been combed back, and you see he's got this emblazoned insignia of what looks like to be some sort of metal helm, and directly behind that is a steel shield.
So on his shield, he has a helm and a shield.
Yes.
Okay.
And he swoops down and lances your ass.
I'm alive! I use that!
Alright. 1d8. 2d8.
It's times 2 in charge, unless he's got powerful charges, because it would be times 3.
No. He drinks his potion of recklessness, he gets an additional attack on the charge.
And then... he gets an extra d8.
Now, is this a flying charge where he hits and then keeps going, or is it just like a solid hit?
Well, actually, since it's just him, he'll go ahead and stay there with his griffin.
Sorry. My sewer grate's still open if you want to come over.
I'm going to go invisible.
This alcohol tastes like piss.
Yeah, spellcraft.
Don't get piss.
No.
You have to get away from him first. So
I can move away from him and cast my spell.
That's right. He'll get an attack of opportunity.
And the griffin.
Uh-huh.
What?
They're in melee with you now, so the griffin will get attack of opportunity as you move.
Oh, as I move away. Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
So spirited charge adds an extra die?
Depends on what it does in this edition. I believe it does the same thing as a lance. So
I'm so poorly prepared. I've read all of this.
So lances, you get like times 4 damage on the charge. That's why it's so nasty on the charge.
At least he didn't make this guy a cavalier.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
That's where one of the extra dice came from. That's why I'm looking at spirited charge. Because he gets it. Well, he took it at an addition.
Spirited charge might be...
And he just doubles damage. Or triples damage with a lance. So this times 3.
Yes.
Ow.
That sucks.
All right,
so...
going
to kill me in one hit.
16, 22...
At least he didn't crit.
Plus 15 is 37. Plus... Triple. 6 is 43 times 3.
129 points of damage.
That's not fair.
Are you certain that... I mean, how did he get 3 dice?
How does he triple?
That's 1.
Ridiculous.
It's the benefit.
And then
you get it.
This is the extra for the lance on a charge.
So you can just auto kill someone.
That was times 3.
That wouldn't kill me.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're a tank. I'm not a tank.
You can auto kill someone if you choose
to do double damage.
Yeah,
they don't get an extra.
But spirited charge is times 3.
It doesn't
times 2.
Do all
it doesn't
that.
Do times 2 times 5. That would be times 6 damage.
It does times 3 instead of times 2.
That's incredible.
Unless you're adding them together, because then it does times 6 damage. So
because there's a couple things that do times 2 damage, and then times 2, you add them together to get 10.
Give me a second.
Although it would be awesome if it did times 6 damage on the charge.
Yes, it would just bump it up by 1. Okay.
So you have 1 more dice to throw, basically.
Alright, I was going to say that seems a bit wacky.
Yeah, that seems pretty...
times 3, 120.
Alright, so add an extra 1 to that.
Okay.
So 44.
44.
I still
that doesn't kill me in one hit.
That's insane.
Okay,
that's,
that.
What level is this guy? He's doing that kind of damage?
Alec prefers
the amount.
One.
Now Tim is going to pounce you.
Ooh, that's dirty.
What's your AC, sir?
26.
Alas.
Poor.
We knew him, Horatio.
You take another 15?
No, I wouldn't say fine. That's a bad way to say
he'll
it.
He'll be alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Pounce doesn't knock you prone?
Nope.
No. Pounce allows the griffin to get all of his attacks after
a
charge.
Oh, okay.
I run away.
Okay, they will both take their attack opportunity.
Go ahead.
The good thing is he doesn't get all of his extra damage with this, though.
Yes. That's why I'm
terribly
worried about it.
He gets the extra damage for one of his abilities.
Yes, for his class ability, but
there's
not his charge stuff.
And there's a hit with the griffin. Okay, so a d8 plus... No, sorry. 2d8 plus 10.
You should have took vital charge of this guy.
I did. Oh. That's one of the areas that the DA came from.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He's only got the regular vital strike, not improved vital strike.
Because that would require him to be level 11, which he is not. Mm. 17 more. And another 11, so 28. And let me go ahead and do representation just on this battle map really quick because it happens to be convenient for me.
Let's see, you're at...
What's your move, Ryan?
40.
40.
All right, so we'll say you're here, and Steven is...
81. In a grade 40 feet away.
Here at 83. Huh? You were 46, or 56.
I was at 53.
All right.
Whatever.
And now this guy is right here.
Okay.
Okay, so now go ahead and do your movement.
Here's the grade.
Yeah. And go invisible right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's representation. They're bound.
I was going to say, I assume that's not actually where we are.
Okay.
If it is, then I guess...
He'll scream, he went invisible.
I'll also hide
if he went invisible. You don't
have this is when the new citywide invisibility purge spell goes off.
Can't be invisible citywide.
You know, that might be worth installing.
Some Senator Bosco was like, I have enough money.
Well, you might be on his island. After the last little thing.
You're right. All right.
No, even better. Citywide fairy fire.
Sparkle! Welcome to the city of sparkles, guys!
He yells for his men to hold because he has greater tactician. He can do shit like that. They all hold.
No. Gnomes would do that too, because it would be hilarious.
Now the city guardsmen begin reacting. They move up 40 feet. Alright.
I think his hold command didn't affect the normal guards.
No. Because he told his men to hold. He didn't say anything about the foot sloggers. Alright. That was all of them. Top of the round, Steven.
Change into a hobo... druid, and then starts scammering away. Huh, I found a hold of the abyssal, well, to the plane of void.
George, is that square?
We're not getting you back.
You have plus 8 to your AC.
10, I thought.
No, 8. 8. And then since your total concealment is also your chance of missing.
35 effectively right now, right?
Yes.
We get 26?
34.
So 34.
That's one hit. That is not a second hit.
One possible hit.
One possible hit.
What level is this guy?
9. You should see the bosses he gets on charging.
Mori was pretty scary even before Cavalier, wasn't he?
I thought he was. I only saw the one, and I was like.
He was the Cavalier Prestige class. Alright. Nothing.
Alright, high low run.
I usually just go with high. So we don't go. So we don't have Steven goes 1, 5, and 6. So high he hits you, low he doesn't.
Okay.
He does indeed lance you.
Good thing he doesn't get attack of opportunity since you're invisible.
Normally I would say low because I know that Andre always rolls high.
Oh yeah.
As I've said before, but
he gets that.
He chooses
that.
He gets 4 dice. Remember, Andre?
Yeah.
He gets 3 dice.
And now he will. Now he will kill.
No, he isn't. It's precision based damage. He doesn't have a target.
Oh, okay.
Is that what vital strike is?
Yeah, it's precision based damage.
I cannot vital strike golems.
No, you can vital strike golems. You have to see them. They can't have concealment. Even when they've got 20% concealment, sneak attack doesn't work.
Okay.
So doing darkness is useless then.
No, it's a fantastically defensive ability.
No, for him to do darkness, though.
Yes. If he wants to shank someone, do not do darkness. You shank them and then cast darkness.
Or if you had a true sight. Darkness, walk up, shank.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, true sight would do it, but there's an easier way to do it, too.
Okay.
Fairy fire.
So here is...
That's why drow used to get fairy
14.
Fire.
Yes. 14 plus 15 is 29 plus 6. 35 more.
Are you dead?
I don't think so.
Have you been writing down your
damage?
No, he doesn't write down his damage.
He does what
I
do. You
were 81, so you're now at 116.
Yes.
Which you
does put me down. Does greater invisibility wear off when I am knocked down?
No. It just wears off a few rounds later.
It wears off a few rounds later, and honestly, the I think is enough of a cue word.
Wait. Roll perception. He might not notice it.
He does have a loud griffin under his crotch.
Even if he doesn't notice it,
his griffin gets a 30. You don't want the griffin to be the only one who notices it. No.
What is my griffin chewing on? Oh, looks like you found a stray cat.
Greater invisibility wears off. Wait, is that a cloak? And
you don't know what happened. Question. Why didn't you just run for the grate?
Why? I ran and
he can't go into sewers.
I ran and went invisible, and then I was going to go around.
Why didn't you just move the grate?
Because then you would know I was inside the grate.
This argument is moot.
They knew I was in the grate already.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they knew it. They saw us.
Anywho.
All right.
And then I go for it.
You will stabilize.
Yes.
They will make sure. Well, yes, you will.
This beard tastes like piss.
All right. Well.
And this guy himself is now gone.
They captured Ricardo.
It's not that hard.
I'm sorry. Apparently. A cavalier got two charges off on you. Not a lot you could do.
Hey, what hit dice are the griffin?
8.
Okay, you can't have a griffin, technically.
No, that rule doesn't exist in Pathfinder.
Oh, okay.
In 3.5, you cannot have a griffin.
That is correct. In addition, a griffin is not normally allowable. Unless it has a clause where... Unless the GM deems specifically. At which point...
Why is a griffin not allowed?
As a normal cavalier mount.
There's a list. There's a list of normal.
So there's someone mounts like... I don't know anything about the cavalier prestige class. I'm talking about someone with a mount.
You mean the cavalier core class now?
Whatever. So I'm talking about someone with a mount, not...
That rule, I have gone through the books, and I cannot find that rule.
That's nice.
The reason why Steven wants to have a great eagle mount.
Well, at this level, we will surpass that.
Eventually. You want a rock for a mount at this level.
Isn't that a quarter of your levels, though?
What it is your ECL minus 4.
Oh, okay, so...
And then anything
was that 4 involved, but...
Yeah.
So, under the old position, I got a 10 hit die or less mount.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's level 9.
What are unicorns?
He's not level 9.
What hit die is unicorn?
He's level 9, Andre just said.
Yeah, he's level 9.
I asked him.
Do you remember what hit die unicorns are, Andre?
No.
Wait, you're telling me a melee specialist took down a rogue in face-on combat?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, how'd that happen?
It's not that hard to believe.
I've been on the receiving end of that before.
You were on the receiving end of two cavalier charges. Honestly, the fact that you survived round one, kudos to you.
Not really. I mean, he did half my hit points, but he didn't... There's nowhere near killing me.
I'm just saying, dude.
All right,
let me... He'd kill most normal people.
Well, a little bit, if I don't
most
hear
normal people have, like,
following
what,
me?
6 hit points?
You will not hear footsteps following
four.
I'm going to go back. I assume there's other people down here as well, right?
In the sewers?
Yeah.
Not right now.
There are OTOGs down here.
Well, I'll go up there and I'll peek out. If the worst comes to worst, they hop down here, I run away. I cannot run them.
Basically, what you will encounter is the patrol continuing to walk towards the sky docks.
Do I see the griffin with Ricardo?
No, you don't.
But I rolled a 6 for perception.
But you do see that there are only 4 griffins right now.
Assuming my hat doesn't continue in death, I do still have a 20.
You didn't die.
Piss
whatever.
When you lose consciousness,
piss water. I think.
Disguise.
But still.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a 20.
They have you.
Okay.
And they're continuing on towards the sky docks.
We really need to get help out of the bond, guys.
Who you'd be getting from me right now? Piss water!
I wouldn't answer your call.
But I would... I would be 4 down.
There is a radius.
No, once you actually have it done, it's infinite. Once you get a permanent seed, you can go anywhere.
Except for planes.
Yes, it does not link through planes.
I told you there's
so you cannot think at people inside a bag of holding.
Exactly, because it's pocket dimension.
Unless you stick your head inside the bag of holding.
Then you can't think of people outside.
Yeah. Andre, I use tongues to determine how many different words Dugrum dwarves have for crappy beer.
Right.
So you're sitting there for 3.5 hours. Dang.
So?
I don't know. Well, I think I know where you are. Don't know where you are. I left. I don't know where you are. I assume you're those, but I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You have no idea where I am.
You're easy to find.
I'm disguised.
He's intimately familiar with you.
I didn't think you're disguised, so I'm going to look for you. Because finding a Brotherhood member inside the Brotherhood compound...
It's really easy.
I got a 20.
Or the quote Dr. Drew,
so I guess
I'm looking for a lady, a blonde girl, in a Union Jack... Not any just kind of lady. It's not like I woke up this morning with a hankering. I'm looking for a specific girl.
You've got a 30 to your disguise.
Nice, because I'm in the crowd.
Does that
no,
just
cancel
out
half,
the intimate and familiar bonus?
Intimately is plus 20.
Okay.
So I have to get a DC 10.
Your DC is 30. For people who aren't familiar with you.
I have a plus 18. No, I have a plus 22.
So you win?
Yes, but realistically speaking... It's not like I'm gonna.
Well, Tyler, you're over there completely ignoring that what just happened.
Well, obviously, I didn't see what happened, so obviously they can handle themselves.
Obviously, they're high enough level. You guys are the most badasses in the city. Really, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. So you walk on over to the embassy district. They attempt to.
Spot
ask
you
questions, and it really won't matter.
I befuddle their minds.
You befuddle their minds, you climb over the wall, you slip underneath them, you stab them in the crotch, whatever.
No, all
the two level 5 warriors are not a problem.
Are you sure?
You walk up, flash your breasts.
Are you sure? Maybe they'll do a cavalier charge on me.
Can they have their shoes as their mounts?
I ride my shoes into combat.
As a side note, on Mountain Blade,
good lord, get off the front side of the table!
We were talking about practice horses,
mm-hmm.
and how, like, you can have a practice horse. So you're like, well, really what it is just a guy behind you with coconuts. and then they go, Lance, you're dead. Oh yes, I'm dead.
Alright. So... What do you want to know? You're in the embassy district now.
I was going to look around for the dudes.
You see that there are several embassies.
For the dudes.
He was saying a specific embassy.
Yeah, wherever he said.
I don't know if Steven wrote it down.
I wasn't told.
Yeah, I don't think he actually mentioned which embassy.
Yes, he did.
He did. I just didn't write it down.
The army is not waiting in any specific embassy.
No, but you told us that...
he hangs out. He hangs out in a particular one.
It wasn't it the Arcadian one?
Yes, he does.
Well, regardless, I guess I'll use my massive gather information.
Diplomacy.
On who?
Yeah, that's what gather information is.
It's diplomacy.
Is it diplomacy?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
We had this conversation a while ago.
Yeah.
You never use it, so I don't blame you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will diplomatize to figure out where the fuck. Like, this giant amount of people are staying, or the area... Where
sure, go ahead.
Out of hell, I'll take even the minus 5. What is this DC?
25.
Okay. Maybe 15 or higher. No.
There goes an hour.
No. Oh, there.
Okay, you need to make 2 more checks.
30.
2 more?
Yes, I... keeping track because I'm not. Is that 8?
One more.
Okay, got it. 8 that.
All three?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's only
after this, you are so done.
So you go, man, I did all day just to find this? How do these guys do it all the time?
Because you cheat and Ricardo does the same thing I do.
37 gold pieces.
That's why Ricardo goes and assists.
Jesus Christ, I never thought a group of dwarves would have so many words for bad beer.
Yes,
and a lot of them sound a lot like human and elf. Those are usually descriptors for things that usually wind up poor.
Wait. Here's Goblin.
Alright. The army is in all of their respective embassies. But at a moment's notice, they can assemble.
Assemble! Thunder! Thunder!
What the
good, but I figured anything out like that.
What he's planning on doing with an army?
No, I mean, like, some of them might have an idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can sneak around invisible near them or something and see what the fuck's going down?
The minions know nothing.
Okay. Well, I can at least figure that out.
The minions don't know
squat. If you can qualify, spell swords and mummies and everything.
So minions.
How do they assemble?
Dude, any one of those guys is simply a minion.
Basically, he sends a runner. And you'll notice one of the things you will get is Big Dice still has the loyalty of his followers. Ku and anyone who worked for him previously still works for him.
He's at least good to his own men.
Yes. Or he's paying exceedingly well. And by hearing people's bitching, probably not. He pays well, but not enough to, make them go, dude, I'd take a bullet for that man. It's, I'll work for him. He's cool. He's got benefits.
Like level one. He's not cool. He's Big Dice.
You're right. He's Big Dice.
But yeah, I suppose I'll just hang out here and see if I can figure anything out.
After 8 hours, you are sitting down and having a drink.
Yeah, I go to an inn nearby and hang out there.
You pay for it with your extravagant lifestyle.
Yeah.
Oh. You're like, I haven't walked this much in... why did I wear heels? This is such a bad idea.
But I climb in them, too.
I know, usually that's not too bad.
No.
You push hard enough with the heel, you go in.
You literally have spikes on the end of your
heels. Those are my ice picks.
You have plus one stilettos.
Those are my ice picks.
The thing is you were walking around for 8 hours on the ground. It was just...
But see, that's why you had so many failures, because you originally started trying doing from the roof. hey, you want to tell it?
I hear a voice. This is so not the Temple District.
All right, I suppose
I guess you can do something else.
Okay,
after this, I'm going to go find you.
Okay.
Did you tell us where you're going?
I said, all right, I'm actually leaving the Brotherhood compound. I suppose I'd make a point of saying, I'm going to go find a bar.
Alright, I go to the nearest bar and start from there.
That's exactly where he said he was going, the nearest bar.
The bar across the street, because there's always a bar across the street.
Let's see. I have plus 22 and I'm intimately familiar with you.
You notice that that's probably her, because what she's doing, she seems to be angry at this giant list and seems to be all in Dwarven. And she's just saying, you jackasses!
Hi, Donna.
Since I'm still stuck in Dwarven, I look up and start speaking in Dwarven. Oh, hey, Dick.
Language.
I don't realize it. What's up?
So we were following the guard. One of them spotted us, which actually was very impressive. But they're Griffin Riders, it happens.
Okay.
So...
We didn't roll very good either.
Both rolled fours. So...
Both he and his mount spotted you.
They came down at us... Not wanting to face a whole army, I jumped in the nearest sewer grate. Ricardo, I assume, went invisible and ran away. But you know how I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
They're probably torturing him right now.
So, would you like some tea?
Did they wake me up?
No, it's just the funny cutscene they're torturing him!
No. Sir, would you like some
tea? Fantastic!
Sir, would you like some tea? Earl Grey. I'm sorry, we don't have any Earl Grey.
No!
That would be funny. This is the faction that wants us dead.
If they do, they just succeed in getting one of you.
So, we might have to mount a rescue.
All right.
Ha ha, the Cavalier.
Mount a rescue.
All right, let me finish my list, and then we can get right on that.
Well, that's fine, because I have to go find
everyone else.
Dragon Lady and... Kay, and... Well, I'm going to leave C on her job.
By the way, I don't know if you should feel insulted, but these five pages here, they're all words for crappy beer that begin with human.
Yeah, have you gotten to the elf list, though? Dude, I spent some time around the dwarf up in the college. He had a whole bookshelf full of that stuff. Good luck. I'll see you in a day. You won't be done, but I'll be back. I'm gonna go find her.
Yeah.
Give me a perception.
30.
I make it.
It's a 10 for you.
You can see you see, because he's the one Brotherhood who's not involved in any conversations.
He's sitting there alone.
He's sitting there shooting in the shooting.
I haven't been shooting for this long.
realize it's been like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20 minutes of plain shooting after Corset.
Yeah.
Sorry. It depends if she's using her full attack.
Yeah, you're putting your whole.
After 20 minutes.
It also depends on if you're doing one shot per round. Or
now, if you're doing, like, normal archery practice, it's just the...
Mine's on the floor.
I couldn't stay concentrating on that for that long.
I've been archery for, like, 2 hours straight.
Yes, I find it boring.
And I'm not an expert.
I find it boring after...
Anywho. Anyways, I find you. It's easy.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, crap, I'm still a hobo, aren't I? Be back, brother. Okay. Yeah... I think they got the Ricardo.
G.
He might still be out there invisible, but it's been like 20 minutes and he hasn't turned up. And yes, I just looked at my wrist. I think they got him. I could explain why, but I'm not going to.
Because you saw him impaled on his...
No, I didn't. I was down and in the sewer before he hit you.
Okay. He was impaled on his stick.
And then he came up there and saw two dudes missing and and a blood splatter on the ground.
So we're gonna have to mount a
giant blood splatter all over.
Gather information.
You can respond. You mean we can have a conversation?
No, that would be contradictory to the silent badass.
I wiggle my hips and you gain 24.
Whoa. I feel dirty.
Do you feel a little more gay now?
I'm super. I don't know how your wife puts up with you. You must be a very well endowed lizard. Does it like shoot out like a harpoon or something?
It's just they have to roll a D100 to figure it out.
So it could be one. Or
36 inches. That would suck.
Yeah, you pass out.
Pretty much most of the...
Anyways...
That's unreasonable for a black man.
Not for a half-dragon. Anyway, so... we'll give him another hour and see if he shows up. We'll give him... Yeah, I don't need to wait till tomorrow because he might be dead by then.
The guard, the watch?
Yeah, the city guard. There's three parts of them. One of them wants to kill us. One of them wants to work with us. One of them just doesn't care. Well, they want to arrest us, but that falls in the neutral category.
That's the law category.
I'm pretty sure they're the
guards that actually work for the law.
Yeah. And equivalent to us is more neutral.
Okay.
Love, hate, and neutral. So, I'm a hope we have a 2/3 chance he might be alive.
One of them just catching him and was like, hey, can we want to meet with you?
Can
you hire us? I kick your ass.
We're really good. You have the proof.
I was going to try to do that with the Rondogs.
Uh-huh.
Just, I kicked their ass for so long. I was going to join them so they could take back the territory I took when I was on the north side.
Let's give them an hour.
Guard get Griffin mounted.
They've always had Griffin riders.
They just never saw a point. They never had a time when it was useful enough to use them.
They never use them in city. They've used them to take out like Crazy Beard and take out some sky pirates. They've never used them in city. There's no need to use them in city.
Now there's some.
Apparently there is.
They're just have to use them now.
Yeah, we are considered a big enough threat to call in basically, it's like
they called in the army, dude.
Yeah, it's the police calling in the National Guard.
Okay.
Because they defend the city. Ooh. The guard manages the...
Enforces the laws.
Yeah, enforces the laws. The griffins protect the city.
Got it.
So yes, right. It's the National Guard.
So, we'll give him an hour. You let him show up, we'll start manning a rescue.
Okay.
Well, I won't wake up in an hour unless they wake me up.
No, they don't wake you up.
Okay.
Alright.
They throw your ass in a second.
And 1 hour later, we have nothing.
Wasn't doing subdual.
He was not.
Okay.
Because honestly, when you start running from a national, when you start running from a soldier and going, no, fuck this, and run, I'm sorry, first response is, You've got to be guilty of something.
I just did what I would do.
That's fine.
If they were advancing on me, I'd be like, wait, wait, I didn't do anything, and they're still advancing on me? Fuck.
Oh, no, Steven, if the cops come up to Steven, I drop on there and go, I didn't do it. Dick goes, uh-uh,
see you bye.
Anyways, an hour later, nothing happens. Us three gather, but she's still writing. I.e., Alec is in the pot. Alec is taking a poo.
No, he just flushed, dude.
No, Alec is flushing.
He already flushed.
He's pulling up his pants.
I hope he's washing his hands. That's the thing I'm hoping.
We hope Alec is washing.
What? No.
So,
stop it.
Rudy, how do you want to start mounting the rescue?
Me?
How should we start mounting the rescue?
I never do any plans.
The usual mastermind is gone.
Oh, so it has to be the other woman?
Kehione is intimately indisposed. C is on assignment. Ricardo is kidnapped. And Tana is writing a list in Dwarven.
So it's that.
It's down to you too.
By the way,
did you wash your hands?
Not yet. you only get a plus 10 for being intimate with someone now.
Oh, okay. It's a DC 20. I have a plus 22. Okay.
I'm just saying it's only like 2, 4, 8, 6, 8, and 10 now.
Okay. So, what is your first idea on how to start the attempt?
Find out where they put him.
The jail.
If they put me there yet, they were going to the
jail. Boswa's house.
Sorry, it was Boswa's house.
What? Tyler and I broke in there already.
I ain't going there. It was easy.
Say it was easy. We
not easy.
Six bennies.
We did use quite a bit. Well, we
which
only used
then
six
let you turn to stone later.
I say we do some investigation.
So we were, can't such as where we start.
I would like to know what they're charging him with.
Murder, treason, assault.
Because it depends. If he's charged with something like
murder, treason.
It was Bok. If he was charged with something like blah, maybe it was Big Dice.
Big Dice doesn't have guards allies.
Maybe he does. You never know.
I thought he did.
No.
We watched my list.
He had a bunch of people.
Well, it's still, there's a domino effect. Him having allies in the embassy having...
It wasn't Big Dice. I guarantee you Big Dice was not involved in this.
Still, though, it could have been someone else who
yes,
made them.
It could have been somebody else.
It could have been...
But it's not necessarily possible.
Since they have him arrested, as soon as they identify him as actually being part of the Night Guard, there'll be such a long laundry list of charges, we won't be able to identify... Oh, so-and-so sent them.
That's true.
Unless murder's on the list. If murder's on the list, then we can kind of assume that Bokwa sent us. But at the same time, we can't always guarantee it, because we do leave a trail of blood and guts.
Yeah.
Okay. And they can interpret that to be murder instead of self-defense. By the way, I'm pretty sure
I have
those.
To quote Freeman's mind, I don't think they're going to start believing 23 counts of self-defense.
No, I think it's going to be considered mass murder at that point.
We're upstairs as far as I can tell.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure where the extra was kept, so...
All right.
It's in the closet.
In the closet.
Lady Writing Dwarven, we
so
are needing assistance.
And then grab the book.
I use my tongue.
Okay, Steven.
Ultimate Survivor Man.
Alright, what do you need?
Can you pass me the plate? I'm gonna clean my room.
Summarization, we believe he's been kidnapped by the guard.
Okay, I got that bit already.
We now are needing to rescue.
We need to make a plan. That's where we're at. We're at the planning stage.
Okay.
So and it's only been an hour, so I don't know if they've yet returned him to the jail.
So what kind of input do you need from me?
Ideas, suggestions, I'm trying to incorporate the group. How dare I?
Okay, gather information. Try and determine where he is. Give us a basis of information on which to make our plan. Formulating blind is suicide. All right,
join me.
Okay.
How long would it take them to get to the docks?
Probably about 45 minutes at their pace.
So they're probably
trotting
at the
along.
Docks.
They're at the docks at this point.
I'm going to try to dock. Do perception to see if I can find
the
lead Griffin guy or find
four of the
him.
Five were there when he saw.
The lead Griffin guy? Okay. Oh. That you can. Are you going to the docks?
Yes, under disguise.
Okay. You'll find, by the time you get there, that they are now leaving said docks.
Well, I'll try to look on, like, because I'm sure the crowd is sitting there going, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I'll join the crowd and try looking to see if I can see him anywhere in chains, on griffins, on horses.
Okay, give me a perception.
I guess 7. Plus,
you said
22.
You said I was with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Elven senses.
Pass me my D20, please.
So that's 29.
Okay. With a 29, you do not see Ricardo anywhere.
Yeah.
25. With a 25, you do not see Ricardo anywhere.
All right, why don't you talk to some people near where we saw that, see if maybe anyone saw the guy leave.
First off, I count the Griffin Riders.
Sit. There are four.
And there were six.
There were six.
Okay. They took him. On a Griffin.
We gathered that already.
Which direction do the Griffin Riders go?
They're following the crowd.
No, like, where do the Griffin Riders keep? Stay at when they're not...
Oh, the Griffin Riders themselves, if they are members of the Guard, take residence in the Civic District.
Okay.
Oh.
That is Big Dice's area.
Also...
No, that is the Guild.
That's the Guildmaster's, sorry.
Dang. Find out what the helmet and shield...
Unfortunately, he didn't see it.
That was...
He saw it. As it was impaling him.
Okay. As he was... overhead, and I heard we're being followed. I went for the sewer rate immediately.
Can you get that in his perception check?
Not at this distance.
I wasn't paying that close of attention.
He was looking for Ricardo, and that's about it.
I was looking for the nearest escape and hoped Ricardo would follow.
She was talking about now.
Oh, yeah.
You can look now if you want.
I'm not. That would mean nothing to me.
Okay.
So, how much ever I would love metagaming, it means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you an investigator?
Yes, but...
Are you a very good investigator?
Maybe. But a shield
not
symbol...
It's a helmet.
Doesn't always...
Yes, but...
You have knowledge local.
Noble insignia.
Knowledge nobility. Knowledge nobility would work as well.
I have one rank of knowledge local.
You could always make a roll.
I got 12.
That is not good enough.
Doesn't mean anything to you?
Yeah, it means nothing to you. Okay.
Alright, so
I can't roll above a 10.
That's fine. That's why we were playing these levels.
Give me a moment, I can make a knowledge local check.
Okay. Knowledge local is, of course, harder than knowledge, royalty, nobility, and heraldry.
That's why we play these levels, because you know we fail roll all the time.
And at level 9 took out a level 14.
Technically it was a level 9 and a level 8.
You're right, technically it was an ECL 11.
Yes.
No, 10. No, 11. Never mind, it doesn't factor because it's part of its class feature.
Except yeah, when but he's special not supposed to have it that. Does add.
Okay, so let's see. It's a 9.
It's because not part of his class feature because it's not on his list.
It's
he is an EL 8 with an EL 4.
What?
Level no longer automatically translates to CR. Your CR is now actually 1 below your level.
Mm-hmm.
Because human does not add an EL.
Okay.
27.
27. You know that you're not sure where the shield comes from. The shield behind the helmet, that makes no sense to you. But what does make sense to you is that's a steel helmet. The steel helm family.
Are they one of the Platinum District houses?
They are one of the Platinum District houses that specializes in military action, and their specialty is Griffin Riders.
As a question, weren't they enemies of us?
In a roundabout way.
And the same way most people are enemies.
You turned in their daughter and, you know, kind of made them lose a little face. They never did anything directly back. It's more like, well, our honor's been smirched slightly.
It's one of those things that it's implied that they don't like us.
But you besmirched our honor, but at the same time you removed a cultist from the city.
And at the same time that...
It's very complicated.
Remove an evil chick from their family, so...
It's
complicated.
Your son's a murderer. You still have that love for it, but...
Before we act on this information, why don't you determine where the Griffin Riders were heading when they left?
All right.
So we
now that we have a basis of information...
You can probably track the Griffin Riders pretty easily.
Can I track them at this point?
Moving or through air is only like a DC.
Is this area?
No.
Yes,
no.
You can come back here.
He's
where
they're talking to people who see them flying through the air. Yeah.
So okay. I guess you got information next to follow them back.
It's different than tracking them physically.
I sense the air has been disturbed here.
Wow, that's fail.
It's only 120.
I assume I need 3.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there also water?
All right, they got 3.
Need any assists?
Water
assist once, and then I won't have to. It'll save me an extra
d6.
Okay.
As human.
Diplomacy plus 9, I can't fail.
You can feel when water's been displaced.
Yeah, actually, I'm taking the minus 5, so.
Yeah. Oh, so I am?
Yeah, okay.
You can feel when water's been displaced a week ago.
No.
I
failed to assist.
All right, six dice.
Because it doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I am so out of my element. My diplomacy is normally used for haggling to determine prices.
28. Last they were seen, they were heading in the They were heading in the trajectory.
Flight pattern.
Flight pattern of the Bothwell House. They were not heading towards Steelhead.
Trajectory is one that was good.
Yes, trajectory.
Vector would be the heading that they're on.
They're done heading toward Bothwell House.
Well, thank you, sir.
I don't see him go that way. Yup.
That's probably what it sounds like.
By the way, that was a lot of blood.
But
was this alive?
It looked alive. Picked him up and gave him to some griffins. Yep. Yep. That they did.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, Steven.
Look dirty.
Yep.
Yep.
So do this in math?
Vector, yeah, we've done vectors.
Get you one!
Get you one!
Would be nice. Those griffin riders should get you one.
Yeah.
My name's Scooter.
They're too expensive, though.
My name's Scooter. I was named after my sister.
I didn't catch that part. When did he say that?
He says that occasionally when you walk up to the catcher ride.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, my name's Scooter. I named after my sister. She gives you a ride here.
Yeah. And all sorts of pretty colors and stuff.
All right, so...
It was basketball.
Complications have arrived.
Like Ellis. So you want to go to Bothwell's house?
No.
It's a trap for you and Jessica.
It's a trap!
Because Ryan doesn't know anything wrong.
I know. No, it's a trap for me, because he doesn't know that
Jessica's... Well, he doesn't cooperate, then he's there for 2 months.
I will also point out, Jessica has yet to inform us that the deities have decreed if we fuck with Bothwell anymore.
Yeah,
I know.
Because it...
It's fairly vital information, but...
Did you ever come get me, or am I stuck?
At this point...
I'm at this point, right now.
I will come and get you. I will go...
You will not find her for another 6 hours.
That's how long she was gathering information?
And then 2 hours.
And then you will find her in a spa going...
Oh, my feet.
No.
with a little rag over her face. Like,
I wake up an hour before that.
It's going to be bad if you totally walk into the spa.
Because technically that's 8 hours.
I come in with an older self. I'm going to the spa.
Just saying.
It technically is, correct.
Did they patch me up at all, or do I just...
Yeah, they patch you up.
Okay, so I can...
Oh, alter self is... No, it's not.
So I was down...
But you, of course, have no equipment.
So I'm at 24.
Pardon me, pardon me.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you feel that you have been placed in some sort of area that cackles with no magic.
Okay. Am I in a room like them, or...?
You're in a cell. So with a guard doing this.
Okay, so I'm in an actual cell.
He's overweight, and he is doing this.
Oh, okay.
It actually says that on the guide.
So, Andre, is Ryan at the level where he can get the trick, the skill trick where he flips a lock and a minus 20?
Actually, that's just, you can be any level to get that.
I thought it was a...
It's only a minus 4 without Thieves' Tools.
It's a skill trick. Yeah, but it still takes you time.
Yeah.
And you need something.
Does he have the circulate?
Oh,
circulate.
Yeah. Steven, whenever you activate that, you have plus circulate? Strength.
Yes.
I'm not taking that into effect.
You have no idea what the circulate does.
Well, I was told...
No, that's true. No,
doesn't say anything about... Plus to
I don't know if it does something else that's really well hidden.
But this doesn't reference back to disguise at all.
Give me.
If you look at the actual disguise skill, it says alter self, disguise self, morph, provide a plus
okay.
Who are you? Yeah.
You just can't actually know who I am.
Why am I wearing this?
You can tell that I'm not who I'm presenting to be.
My name is Officer Jim Bob, and I would recommend you not remove that turbinet.
What does it do? Is it controlling my brain?
I told you what it did.
A little opposite.
A what?
A little opposite.
A little?
So you're strange to me.
Yep.
I walk in, you're standing.
I grab my dagger. Get the fuck out of here.
You ain't...
There's been a complication.
Who the hell are you? And get...
Well, what
away.
If it's reading my thoughts?
You guys should probably
wait until
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not being mind controlled. I mean, I feel like I'm under my own volition at the moment.
Who are you?
Okay.
But,
I don't
what
know.
If it's reading my thoughts?
Honestly. Who would come into your spot dressed like this, telling you there's a complication in the device?
A lot of people. Anyone
but that's freaky, I don't... Alright, I'll try not to think of my girlfriend.
What's the charge of getting
that's hard.
There's no one else in here.
What?
Get out of here, or I'm going to throw this dagger.
Would you like me to refill your wine?
Okay, there's one other person in here.
Andre.
See.
No.
What?
Just, yeah.
What's the name? I'm here to tell you something.
Andre.
Just say who you are.
It's well within extravagant.
Is it within mine?
Probably about once a month.
Okay, I walk into the spa.
Okay, you also walk into the spa.
I walk in as a customer.
In about 1.5 rounds.
Not if you can't find
start
me.
Start massaging the scalp.
True. You don't I make sure to sit down.
You're covered in mud. Go ahead and try to
peel it out.
You
don't have a
favorite demon.
I'll track you, sucker.
Right. No, you really shouldn't be bothering a customer. That's likely to get you fired.
You know what? Shut up!
Sir, I would like
so where am I?
I would like him removed from the premises. He's disturbing my,
I'm disguised as a woman, thank you.
Sir, madam. Who the hell are you?
I'm working!
Oh, not again. Quickly, go get the gown! Someone else is going to be assaulted in the bathtubs!
Oh, go grab
Big Hatcher Ricardo.
Oh, okay, well, let's go meet at the usual place. Get the fuck out of my spa!
I walk over to the boss, grab one of the oils.
He's gone.
I go over to the
going, no, it's gone!
I go to the page and grab the oils. Shut up! Start throwing them.
I leave.
You failed to do any damage to me.
What race is that patron?
Elf.
I'll do damage.
Oh, okay. If you're actually trying to hurt me, you realize it will come back to bite you in the ass at a later day, right?
Cool. I just render the patron unconscious and leave. They don't know who I am.
Wait, you render me unconscious with oils.
You're not. Tana's not at this spa.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is. She actually.
I paid the money.
You actually went in and paid.
That is Tana.
Complained about you.
Oh, I thought you were somebody else.
As I was sitting here getting a scalp massage, trying to do this a better way than having you walk in.
I thought you were just acting like a patron. Never mind. I still throw the jars at you and then throw the tin and leave.
Is there any chance of getting a refund?
I'm gonna get fired.
How about this? You give me the refund, I won't complain. Thank you. Have a good day.
You should at least tip.
I leave a large tip, though.
Right.
Why would she get fired if I acted out?
Because that's how it works.
She's emo.
Because that's how it works in the service industry.
We really need to put a bell on Dick or something.
We need to put a bell on Dick?
Yes.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Well, I suppose if we could get enough spikes on it, he might,
That'd be funny anytime you see something.
Ding-ding-ding-ding-ding! Guess what I'm thinking?
Unfortunately, you can never act on it because I put enough spikes, plus 5 spikes.
At the sound of the bell, if you can guess what I'm thinking, you'll win a prize.
So we're at the meeting now.
Yep. So all four of you.
Why the hell did you come get me?
So the guard, who were coming after us.
Which, by the way, they've come and left the Brotherhood compound again.
So the guards who were coming after us, and still apparently are.
Hey, we did go that way.
No. Well, eventually.
We followed them.
I can't go.
They spotted us, which was freaking amazing. The sky up there must be like some kind of sharp eye sniper or something.
You guys need to learn how to hide better.
Dude, I know how to hide.
No, you don't.
I hide really well. This guy spotted both of us.
You got spotted by a guard.
We don't have invisibility all the time, okay?
I could hide from him.
We have better hiding skills than you do, sucker.
No, he doesn't.
What'd you get?
Did they find me?
I have a plus 24.
27!
Bitch! Oh!
Take off your magic items, sucker!
Exactly.
No.
He has a whole plus 15 without them.
Yeah! Anyways, so the guard guy saw us.
The shaped Brotherhood guy drops mugs off. If you hit the table again, I will beat you. And
sorry.
He leaves.
Wait, who hit the table?
Steven did.
Anyways, so the guy came down, not wanting to get arrested.
She's a pervert.
Morale will beatings will continue until morale improves.
Hey, that worked for the Orcish Wah.
Hey man, he's a pervert walked into me on the spa.
So the guard came down.
a bunch of female Brotherhood members.
I didn't see anything. Anyway. Anyway. So I jumped into sewers. He got impaled, I assume, and drove off to Bothwell's house.
Fun times. You can go back there then.
So, yeah. How'd you guys get in originally?
I walked through the wall.
Did they notice?
Sort of.
Kind of.
Do you think they're going to take preparations against what you did?
Probably.
So how are we going to get back in?
Walking through the wall? Because going through the windows is bad, because it has a whole line of traps, and it flings you back and summons a monster. And the door is worse because it makes you visible, too. Oh, and it summons a bigger monster.
Can't we get...
It has a portal.
Didn't you mention something about an alarm spell, too?
Yeah, there's alarm on both of them.
Okay. You know what you should get? Is get an item that is anti-magic zone on word.
Yeah.
Can't get that here.
That won't give us target at all.
Because then we don't let anyone know about it, and then we just use it when we need to get in the window like that.
And then the Iron Citadel starts coming after us.
Anti-magic's one of the funky spells.
It pisses people off, because like if you hit the portion of the island that the magic is that keeps it floating...
That portion of the island starts...
No, the island. Mm-hmm. Because there's magic emanates from somewhere, unless it's the entire island. Which, I guess if you...
Eat the ground, you start floating.
So
I'm operating under the assumption where the ambient flying magic is taken into account whenever someone takes casts detect magic, or else most wizards would be blind.
It's kind of one of those accepted norms.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Although visiting wizards cast detect magic like,
No, it's more of like, no duh.
they cast detect magic.
Like,
wow, that ground's really bright.
Okay, no
duh.
Shit.
No, it's just like when you turn on, when it's really dark and you're like, okay, I'm about to turn on the light. I know this is going to be bright.
Alright, so we need to get back into Bosco's house and free our ally. You realize he's going to make us three people that he's going to really want to arrest. At least three.
I've only been in his house twice.
Well, he doesn't know that you came back.
Point out, we don't have to rescue Ricardo.
Yeah, well, something's rotten there.
I'm not saying...
As the honor of our group, we have to rescue our members.
No, he's completely right. We could just leave our friends there and rot in jail.
Yes.
I'm not saying we're, physically compelled. We should go rescue Ricardo. We don't have to.
Yes, I do. I am required to.
By?
The gods made us. The gods made me.
That's your excuse for everything, though.
No. The whole walking into the spa thing, I actually was wondering what it would be like to be an elvish woman at some point. So
I'm not certain what kind of new powers they put on there. If we really want to be funky about it, I suppose we can just walk in there with anti-magic.
Play that funky music.
I like that.
It would cost a lot of money to go get the soul.
Find a belt of gender changing.
Belt of gender bending?
Yeah.
We're also going to have to
find it exists
stuff.
In the Advanced Player's Guide.
Yeah, I know.
I highly doubt they're going to keep it on his person.
I'm an airbender. I'm a genderbender.
Avatar, the last genderbender.
Ron one half, the first genderbender.
Yeah, no kidding.
Alright. So, any other options besides breaking into Bosco's house?
Well, once you guys are done, I'll go ahead and go back to Ryan.
Wait 2 months?
We could simply send him an official letter saying, you kidnapped one of our people. And see what he says back.
The Night Guard's got a warrant for their arrest.
Yeah, they have a legal warrant for our arrest.
Alright, why don't we first take the political option, write an official letter saying, why did you have a warrant for our entire arrest when the majority of the group has not done anything? I, Dick, have already confessed to you what I have done. Why did you arrest Ricardo? On what charges? On what basis? And why are you holding him?
Okay.
And see what he responds to that as.
Sure, do that.
Alright, I'll do that with the return address of... They already know what you're saying, brother.
P.O. Box over there.
Okay, I set up a P.O. Box. I set up the mail station with P.O. Box.
You send a runner. It will take maybe about an hour or two to get to him. Okay. So, the guard literally sits there for 2 more hours. You see he is struggling to stay awake, and he has eaten a ton of pastries. However, after 2 hours, a new guy comes in, and he sits down and does the... He pulls out a donut.
Is he as fat as the other guy?
Their job is to sit here and watch the prisoners. There's one. They nope. can't fall asleep, and they can't read any books.
There's two. One of our guys is still there.
No, he's in a different cell. He's in a cushy cell. He is not.
Yeah.
Okay. How does it feel?
How dare you make their life miserable, you jerk?
Our NPCs are more important than you, Ryan.
I would say that Ryan's more important than the NPCs. That's why he's in this cell.
That's what I would think, too. But
they want to make sure he doesn't get out.
This would be a great time to be bard and just to, like, fascinate and lullaby. And
I'm in anti-magic, though.
That would suppress a supernatural ability, yes. Because it is not an extraordinary ability.
Yeah, but you can still
it
do
might
perform.
Be an extraordinary ability.
You can still do perform and do like a lullaby.
I could totally electrocute them if this was me.
You're right. And that would be such a good idea.
But I said, as a bard, you can still just do a perform check and sing a lullaby.
I can rage.
Unfortunately, this guy's fresh. After a few more hours, you are bored out of your skull at this point.
Yeah.
Do you have a pen, Joe, and paper?
Down the walk, what you have seen Bothqua before, right?
Supernatural is dispelled, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A couple of times, actually.
You will see Bothqua, and he comes down and he says, greetings and salutations.
Hi.
Some of them are.
Well, that's the bargain.
I hear you picked the wrong time to run, Mr. Ricardo.
Supernatural.
I guess they were advancing on me. Yeah. Who's Ricardo?
This letter says you are.
Who's that?
Dude, they'd figure out soon enough.
No.
So, Mr. Ricardo.
Oh, finally, wipe all this off. Hold on.
I'm gonna get pissed off of you.
It's good to see your face.
Yeah.
Especially since the last time we saw your face, you were undead.
No, the last time you saw me, I was alive.
We came out here.
But each time they've come out disguised. So this is the first time he actually gets to see his real face.
Yeah, we always come out with a physical disguise because we know that if magic goes off, then disguise is gone. Mm-hmm. It's just the disguise looks better with a little bit of magical enhancement. You know, the CGI over our face helps disguise us a bit more.
I swear, I'm bothered.
As you might imagine, your compatriots are in quite a lot of trouble.
Okay.
And there has been a warrant put out for the arrest of the Night Guard itself.
Why?
Well, there's been a number of reports of less than friendly dealings in such areas as the Colosseum, Warehouse District, Necropolis, Dead End Alley, Sky Docks, Elven Commune.
That was a fun one.
Warehouse District.
Where did you say warehouse?
Leatherworks.
And the Leatherworks.
Wait, what do we do there?
Remember during after the purging, there was a bunch of stuff over there that we went and tried to purge out.
Okay.
I mean, we fell into traps multiple times in that way.
And I nearly got killed.
So, as you might imagine, I am trying to use the guard as it is aimed to do. Please understand that there is no hard feelings, and I understand that you yourself may not necessarily be the same level of crooked as your compatriots. However, right now, rather than leave one or two Night Guard out of the loop, so to speak, of arrests, and risk having five or six people broken out within 24 hours, for example, in the case of Ron Wild the Longhead, I decided to go with a more sweeping motion. I just want you to understand that it is nothing personal.
I understand that.
I might catch a few innocents in the net, but unfortunately, that is what I have been driven to do.
Well, can we make a deal with you?
I, sir, am not a form of devil.
Well, that doesn't mean you can't make a deal.
Deal or no deal?
What do you wish to speak about? Because I assume your compatriots will be here within hours, if not now.
Maybe.
I'm actually waiting on the answer
for
the letter.
Yeah. We're actually being official. Shouldn't they go like, gosh dang, he's smart, isn't he? I mean, shouldn't take that long to write a freaking letter.
I'm assuming that this is some sort of joke from Dick.
This is a
I don't know.
It's not pretty handwriting, so it wasn't political. Me.
We've all. Well,
man, or me.
This is what I'm getting to. We're trying to do something good.
I understand. You are attempting to remove the cancers that blight the society.
Yes.
And I fully support it, just not the way that you're going about it. You don't use a hacksaw to cut someone's hair. It's just
you
not...
You do use it to cut out dead flesh if you're gangrenous, though. I learned that.
Yes, but that would be, for example, amputating the entire arm when we have magic.
Yeah, but...
Please, you're using you are using archaic methods. We're civilized, or at least pretend to be.
We're very civilized. Use magic.
We haven't actually got. Excuse me.
What?
We haven't gotten around to doing anything as a group.
How about that, Tony? Your hair's looking long. Let me pull out my hacksaw and help you out.
But if you touch my hair, I will rip out your spine.
My point is. We're going to make the city a better place. Then we can be incarcerated. Before that, we're just not going to
stand. I'm afraid I cannot idly stand by and lie to murder people, no matter how horrible they may be.
We're not murdering them.
You're right, because when they're bad people, it's not murder.
How vigilante of you?
We're removing them from power.
That is correct, with swords, knives, and mummies.
Wait. We don't have any mummies. Excuse me.
I'm referring to Senator Corrupt.
I'm in fact real mummy about that.
I'm aware of the stories, but I don't know that there was an actual mummy there.
There was. I met the individual. He's currently sitting on my mantelpiece.
Oh.
So I'm coming to inform you. Your compatriots will probably be here shortly. I will, in attempts to humor them, reply to the letter, but I assume they're probably already here. I would discourage you from leaving the cell.
Why?
I have magic, too. I will leave it at that, my good friend.
Okay.
And you will have to have a pretty potent dispel magic to counter with the magic I put on.
I just go down to the bell.
So, I'm giving you forewarning, so you do not think that this is some sort of grudge against you, but running is what got you in trouble in the first place.
Yes, but... I really can't be detained at this time.
I understand that you have plenty of people to murder and plenty of corruption to remove.
Yes, plenty of corruption to remove, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, Doctor, but your license has been revoked. Have a good night.
I can still practice without one.
Thank you, Dr. Zed. They don't let me cut on people, so they took away my fancy license.
So I have the prior-age machines here.
Who needs a real doctor? You have machines and they're scary needles.
All right, after a couple more hours, probably around 8 o'clock at night at this point.
This diplomacy thing sucks.
Yes, it does.
I'll try and screw it.
By the way.
It's probably not going to work.
He, unfortunately, is paid well enough to sit there and go, okay. Okay.
I call their payments eating.
When you are, it's that bored. Cause you snack, cause you've got nothing else to do. Anywho, you guys get a polite, formal letter with very elegant handwriting,
and it says,
"I have spoken and talked with the good Mr. Ricardo, who I must say is a handsome Amedian, as you might call him." And he has indeed told me that of your plot to continue to murder people in the first degree manner.
Huh? But we don't plan to kill them.
Wait.
It just happens.
We're
not planning to kill people, but we know we're going to have to do it along the process.
Wait. No, we are planning to kill people, just not the...
So I regret to inform you that as of currently, Ricardo is being detained. If you are going to attempt to break into my house, I please ask that you leave the infrastructural damage to a minimum.
Hey, I would have fixed it, but they guard in that area.
Sincerely signed, Senator Bakwa.
Hey, I know you don't have anything else to say. I'll write back exactly that. You're guarding the hole. Use it.
Let me add... How long will Ricardo be detained?
officially going to charge him with. Depending on this, will depend on what our next answer will be.
Fine, I'll write this in another note and stick it in there. Hey, it was my, it's your fault that you were guarding the hole.
And no, we are not planning to murder people in the first degree. We are planning on removing some thieves from corrupt power. If they resist our efforts...
You just remember... Okay, keep going.
If they resist our efforts... And they attack us in the process of...
Unfortunately, they'll just wind up dead if they don't agree with us. So there is no
efforts and take aggressive action against us, we'll defend ourselves.
They fell down the... They fell from the elevator shaft?
All just some bullets!
Like, you know how that happened.
Those darn bullets will sneak up on you.
I accidentally stabbed him. 85 times.
He fell onto my knife.
85 times.
We were on a trampoline.
But yeah, that'll be my soundtrack going, we're not trying to kill you, we're trying to move corrupt thieves. If they resist our efforts with violence, we will return it with defense.
Okay. And P.S., you're guarding the hole, I couldn't use the same one.
Next time you find a hole, just walk
you
away.
You send out another letter, takes a couple hours to get through, it's now 10 o'clock at night.
He'll send us one in the morning.
In the morning.
I continue working on my dwarven translation project. Because there's nothing else I can do.
I tried to make Brotherhood friends.
The Brotherhood, many of the Brotherhood actually are more than happy to talk with you. As they're more actually interested in kind of, you know, learning some of your styles.
No.
Like, two-handed sword goes into man's face. That's a good style.
Wait. You don't use a shield?
Because they're all sword board wielders.
If anyone comes up and asks me, I am more than what?
They are more than happy. Honestly, they're actually trying to figure out a way to channel rage and still be lawful.
No, if you could figure that out, give me a word. This whole chaotic thing doesn't seem to work out.
What you do is you play a lawful character, but then when you go chaotic, you're actually being possessed by a demon or something. That's what happens when you rage.
They are interested in learning from you guys, because they do realize, especially you two, are far better fighters than the majority of the compound.
Any in the compound.
The only two people who could probably give you a run for your money is Stormhammer and James. They could probably give you a run for your money.
Yeah.
The reason is because you've got a few levels of rogue, and because they build better characters than you do, because they're built by me. Because I power build.
Because I could probably put both of them down.
Only you probably could.
They're several levels lower than us.
And they're human.
Yes.
As soon as unless Stormhammer casts a spell where he is now Celestial Outsider, and DR becomes a problem.
Yes. DR be a bitch.
And you're like,
No, I sit there and go, ha 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 ha. I'll be back when your spells worn off.
I'll be back.
No, see, that's what I do.
Run around in circles, run around in circles.
All right.
I'll train
them. They will. One of the things that they do is at 10.
You said do.
That they have given you food.
Every 2 hours, mm-hmm. You said they change?
No, not every 2 hours. Every 8 hours. It's just you were there for that guy's last 2 hours. That they do give you clean blankets, pillow. They slide them through the bars, basically.
Okay.
They give you decent quality food, not poor quality food, decent quality food.
So better than you get in some bars.
Better than you get in Copper District.
I think they slide it through the bars. Is it anywhere near the lock?
No.
Damn.
In fact, you don't really see a locking mechanism on these doors. You see bars.
Yes. Is there magic?
There's no door.
Oh.
There are bars.
Oh, what did we get? Sorry to go back a ways. What did we get out of the loot in the Lotus's area?
All the weapons.
You find it at the end of the session.
You're like, wait a minute, we put something in the warehouse, didn't we?
No, Jessica walks up and says, alright, I finally finished cataloging our loot. Here's the bag of holding.
And by the way, there's like 12 intelligent magic items out of the 13. All of them are chaotic evil.
Well, I guess we should sell them in this city. It will make it a better place.
That's right. We're removing the cancers. I remove cancer with an axe!
Hey, one of them will be the barber hacksaw.
Am I the only one who feels like they should be, while we're flying over the ocean, dropped?
No. Well, we're flying over Sarnen, we should drop them in the city.
You don't want to drop them in the ocean, because then the Kowto and Naga get them, and then they wind up in Brian's game, and I don't want to deal with that again.
This little portal that says, to Ryan's game.
Now, we just got rid of one. Now I have to get rid of 12.
Okay, anyways.
Anywho. So, yeah, what do you guys do for Thursday night?
I don't know.
Sleep?
I throw a party.
You throw a party. Galatha rocks with you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're not quite the same C that people used to know, so.
No, I gotta go through the awkward, I don't know you anymore. Really?
Hi, you, are you still doing something?
What?
Instead of, hi, you're still doing blank research? Hi, you're doing something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do this and that.
I guess
I would say this C is a dilettante.
Okay.
Go to all the fancy parties. So, a professional freeloader.
Galatha will report to you that she will be watching out for Vool.
Cool.
She will actually be watching out for Vool, not Mr. Wonderful Divination Specialist.
Thank God! Someone's worthwhile. You know he's worthless, right?
Yes, but he's tenured. Remember, the forms that you fill out at the end of the class that reflect your opinions matter to us. They keep the fires going.
You mean keep him being worthless?
Sorry, that was a comment on KU. This teacher is horrible! Fire him! Thank you, sir, for your opinion.
Yeah.
As it finishes going through the printer.
That's about the effect. Unless you're dealing with the TA, the TA's reports probably mean something.
Yes.
Anywho, stupid KU.
Did you, like, say that someone was...
I've actually written on only one guy's... I've had lots of average teachers, but I've had one teacher that I said, fire this man! He is racist! And he's a terrible teacher! Guess what? I saw him walking down the street, or walking down the sidewalk a couple months ago. Or, sorry, in the spring.
What race was he racist against, and how did you figure this out?
He dropped the word in class.
Mm.
I don't want to say it because I value my future teaching career.
Okay.
Needless to say, he was not friendly from the people of African descent.
You should watch that episode of Boondocks.
Anyways.
It's funny.
A teacher drops it.
But he's like, there's a difference between nigga and nigger. he says it every day in class. Nigga, my nigga, and all this stuff. It's hilarious. Because this is white teacher. And it's like,
well, that's Boondock for you. Anywho.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll sleep and wait for the response in the morning.
Okay, so you guys politely go to sleep. You actually aren't breaking into some random place. You guys stay in your own bed. Unfortunately, none of your loved ones are around to see it.
But where's my wife at?
Huh?
Where's my wife?
Oh, no, she is home.
Okay.
Because she refused to go to the castle.
I was going
to
say...
Your wife stayed, but you're not in the bed with her.
No, I am not.
Good. Who's your wife sleeping with?
I don't know, but...
No one can...
8 hours when the guards change again,
mm-hmm.
Can I try to pick the lock?
What lock?
There is a lock.
That's right, there's no lock.
Yes.
Solid wall.
You
solid bars.
You can indeed go...
So, Ryan, this is when that skill trick would come in handy. You whack the bars.
Then I try and cartwheel out.
Unfortunately, you're not thin enough. Your escape artist will not work. It has been GM vetoed.
Oh, that would be interesting. You have, like, a magic wave opening the cell, and then anti-magic zone in the back that you can turn on and off. So you open the door magically, throw someone in, close the door magically, then turn the anti-magic zone off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only way you can get out is physical force.
The tournament.
That's exactly what they're doing.
That's what they're doing.
That's where we go with our barber hacksaw.
I work up a sweat.
I want to
try and squeeze my way out.
I want to tell the item that's called the barber hacksaw now. Here's what you need to do. You walk to the back of your cell, toss your shirt down, urinate on it, and then attempt to use that.
You didn't say piss shirt Ben Barr.
What's funny?
By the way, that doesn't work.
It does. It would take you about 16 years, though.
You mean about the amount of time it took the guy in Shawshank Redemption to dig through the wall with a rock pick?
All right, now I need.
Yep, that was awesome.
Now I need.
Yes, it was.
I need that movie. Me and Bromwell or
story, isn't it?
Lawson to cause a riot. And then the little
right,
guy with his two giant
bodyguards can come up and mess with me and then try and get me with a chainsaw, but then I'll end up turning the chainsaw on them and then eventually get out that way. And, yeah.
Okay.
But first, you have to throw fryer grease in someone's face. Anyway. Yeah. Good morning at the Brotherhood compound. Delivering the letter. Delivering the letter is 20 guards and 6 Griffin riders.
I pointed one of the Griffin members. Go get that letter for me. I'll disguise myself.
Fuck you!
I'll disguise myself as a Brotherhood member then, and I'll walk up.
Make your disguise check.
Because
are you saying we like walk
the thing
out
is that they can't recognize
like, oh!
It's me.
Well, the thing is
that I'm not.
They've been delivered to the Brotherhood compound.
I thought you said we were delivering it some random.
Oh, okay, that's right. You are correct.
To the PO box.
Correction. Standing at the PO box.
Would you mind going and getting that for me?
Yeah. Sure.
Is there somewhere where she can actually hide it around that?
Not really.
Can I borrow your ring and then I'll go get it?
Well, that's a letter.
Huh? The old man with Fu Manchu.
Is he on the ground or is he in the air?
He's on the ground. He's sitting at a table. He's got the letter sitting right in front of him. He sets his mug on it.
I walk over invisible. If he sees me, I'll go somewhere else. I sneak, I mean.
Okay.
I detect magic on it.
It is a non-magical letter.
I slide a hand the letter outside of his mug. Did you get a 20?
Yes.
Okay, I probably got it. It's just, you want me to roll?
Sure, why not? It would be hilarious if you wind up sticking your hand in his mug. Here.
Hey, your minimum's 20.
Oh, your minimum's a 20? Okay, then you succeed. Hey, guys.
Thanks.
Someone's invisible here. You know, it's getting incredibly tiring. We just start hiring clerics. I wonder what their price is.
Not too much. I mean, it's about levels or potency of the price.
You, ma'am, are under arrest. I recommend you turn yourself in right now.
You, ma'am, are under
arrest.
How do you know if they didn't just hire someone?
Because it wouldn't be that smart.
I guess it's more of the arrogance of us that's not really intelligence.
Yeah, right, they're not with him.
You're not wise enough.
But I just did it, and you can't do anything about it.
You, ma'am, are in big trouble. Ma'am, are you besmirching me?
Yes.
And so it's like, that is rude.
And you are rude too.
No, I'm not.
Because you're calling me unwise.
Dick, is that what you're doing with yourself?
No, I'm sitting over there.
At this point, most of the guards are kind of standing next to all the doors. Their backs on them.
I'm looking through the window and I'm watching the head guy arguing to an empty chair with all the guards staring at him. Like, I think C got in an invisible fight with him, verbally.
At this point, they're kind of blocking the doors. There's guys kind of going, which one is this one? It sounds female. That means it's going to rage or it can climb up walls.
or punch him in the face.
They're kind of, sitting there doing their best to kind of block the entrance to the hallway upstairs.
But if I'm unwise, how come I did it? Anyway, hold on, let me read the letter. What does it say?
Okay.
What, is he actually entertained?
It seems that it's got its mustache a little riled up. I'm trying to remember what all was your statement.
We told him that, we asked him how long will he be there, what is he being charged with. We told him we're not trying to murder people, we're trying to remove them. If they respond to the violence, we will defend ourselves. And she said that you were blocking the hole.
I said it's because they're guarding it. That's why I made another hole.
That there will be a PS for you. It says that he is being held for an extended period of time. I am not a judge. Believe it or not, I am not judge, jury, and executioner. I believe in diversification of power.
But we're PCs. We have diversification of power.
You can't respond to a letter that you're not even reading.
We have two hand weapons. We have rogues. We have diversification.
He then continues. He is being charged with, first and foremost, robbery. I'm convinced that he's done it at least once.
They just gotta find the evidence.
Is there a statute of limitations in New Hope?
Not
depends on how much money you have.
Your statute of limitations is your checkbook.
Oh, I don't have checks.
He is being charged with conspiracy to murder.
Yeah, murder.
He's being charged with at least 6 counts of second-degree murder. Murdering during the Passion. You don't plan on killing someone, but son of a bitch winds up dead.
Depends on that, because it also could be manslaughter, where somebody accidentally got killed.
No.
In addition?
Yes, it can.
None of ours were accidental.
He accidentally fell on my knife!
He is being charged with breaking and entering on a few counts.
Yeah.
And he is being charged with breaking people out of prison.
He did do that.
Yeah, we've all broken at least one person out of prison. I don't think I actually have.
No, you did assist us in breaking some people out of the prison when they had brain eaters.
I wasn't there. I missed that session because I had to work.
Okay. These are reasonable charges. If he is convicted of every charge, he will be out in 153 years.
Well, I guess we're going to have to break him out of jail.
However, that is for the judge to decide. P.S. P.S. I have had some recent renovations. And needless to say, the guards will increase. I ask that you please not kill them, because they are just doing their job.
So we have some duel.
I didn't kill anyone. Hey, I didn't even do violence when I came and broke someone out.
It's true.
Anyways, I'm done already. Sorry. Are you trying to figure out where I am so you can hit me with a sword?
I'm trying to arrest you, dammit.
Why?
Well, the manacles are swinging you in the air.
Because I have a warrant for your arrest!
Alright. I'll see you later when we're visible and there's less letters. The guys are trying to block the door upstairs.
The guards. Give me an acrobatics check! They're trying, they're damnedest!
Well, does a 33 get it?
Yes.
Okay. I take 10.
They try their damnedest.
See you.
The three liberties go by.
See you guys. I hop out the window.
Hop out the window.
Here's the letter.
Bacon.
Bacon. They're trying to arrest us still.
I figured that's why his Fu Manchu is still in there. By the way, you almost made him giggle. What'd you say?
I saw it go.
By the way, there's no windows on the bottom floor.
Oh.
How many times do I have to point this out?
They were blocking the doors. That's why I went upstairs.
Uh-huh.
That's why I went upstairs and I'm like...
Yeah, he'll be in jail for 125 years.
If he's convicted of everything.
Well, it will be easier to bust him out of the court case.
Yes. So, we'll have to figure out when the court
because,
case be...
I feel wrong pitting my mind up against an illithid.
Yeah.
And his infinite amount of money and defenses.
There you go. As long as putting your mind against an illithid, it's putting your mind against an illithid with infinite money and time for preparation.
Honestly, offering your mind up to an illithid seems like a poor idea anyway.
I said money against.
If you put your mind against an illithid, that's still bad.
Hold on.
Your mind has a pit?
You're dumber than you look.
Alright, so we need to figure out when this court case will be and break him out.
In the morning, with your breakfast, you are brought the morning newspaper.
Okay, I guess I'll read it.
I'm just saying they give you something to do.
I'll try and make sure it's not.
Wait, since when do we? Oh, wait.
It's brought into the anti-magic zone.
That's right. It was just Copper District that had the newspaper yelled. Everyone else actually got a real copy of the newspaper.
Because in Copper District, most of the people are illiterate.
I will write a letter back to him.
Maybe we should stop pen palling with the elephant. Maybe we should actually do something.
This is actually kind of fun.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Do you want to go to his island and try to break him out?
Then what? Why are you complaining?
Because my arm's getting tired of writing dwarven runes.
Then do something.
When will his court case be? We need to know so
don't
we can
ask him that.
We need a bear character witness.
You realize that will never stand up, and he is not retarded.
retarded.
All right, Scott Bell, let's try again. I demand obedience. I'm having so much fun pestering the elephant.
The problem is, like, most of these letters are going to be able to be used in court. I'm not stupid. It was fun, though. That's why I did it.
All right. I'm gonna write one to Ricardo, and we'll seal it, and so he'll know whether or not his letter has been read, and then hopefully he can send a letter back to us.
Okay.
Dear Ricardo, does it suck? Comma. You might be in jail for 125 years. Period. Period. We're praying for you. Period.
Why are you doing lots of periods?
Because I find it entertaining.
Makes you sound like a child.
Space semicolon minus sign close parentheses.
Tana adds this. Is it comma sign?
No. Space semi or space colon minus sign close parentheses.
Tana censored that. Because his letter is open before you get
isn't
it.
Isn't it supposed to be a hyphen?
Your mail has been read.
Hyphen works too, I guess. I don't know.
See about anything else?
Colon.
Other bracket.
Not if we use our seal. By the way, I'm making up a Nygaard seal. It'll be on the cover.
Okay. 3 equal sign equal sign equal sign D tilde tilde.
No.
Tilde.
Don't like that. Oh my god!
I'll go over to one of the peasant boys.
I've lost my players. I've lost them.
I go to one of the peasant boys, give him a silver, and have him go give it to the guard to deliver.
Okay!
All right, on the side, to Ricardo.
What the fuck?
I'm insane.
Alright, so we'll need to wait for the court case and break him out at that point?
Sure.
Do we want to proceed on our attempts to get the big dice while we need him? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So, overthrowing Clan's Thorn Hold due to jail.
Yes. Due to jail, so I'm overthrowing Clan's Thorn Hold. I think we should just taunt the guards for a little longer. And
Maybe. Okay. How about this? Why don't we actually do something?
Like what?
We cannot break into his house.
We can.
No. We cannot.
We could turn ourselves in. The problem is.
That would end the game.
We're going to get convicted. And someone else is going to have to bust us out of jail.
Well, no. We turn ourselves in and make a plea for community service.
Wait.
No.
Wait. Only... What if Bothra could give us the community service? Would that work?
You guys work for Bothra.
Well, no, like, it's our community service to the city. Mm-hmm. He's a senator.
And he'd just be the one directing our community service.
Yes.
You mean the servants?
I like this idea.
We'll write a letter.
So we're going to be working with Krakix and the rest of their group.
Well, I don't know. We might have, like, 150 years of community service. That might kind of suck.
Wait, what? That's an issue?
Even for elves, that's kind of a wild.
That's a wild.
That's like 15 years of community service.
It sucks, but I mean, I'm not dead at the end of it.
You might be.
Okay.
Depending on where they put you.
I won't die of old age. Neither will you. She
actually.
Won't.
Typhlings do it.
We're ignoring that for this game.
Yes, I'm special. I'm a special sunflower.
The reason is Jessica's father damned the entire family, sold his soul and theirs. To the devils, and they are now a funky kind of typhling.
Okay. Anyways.
No, basically, you and Ricardo will die of old age.
She will too by that time.
By that time, he'll be dead.
Oh, okay.
Because he's half human.
Okay.
Half dragon adds probably, what, 20 years to your life?
80.
I'm 34.
If you're an elf, it would add more.
Yeah.
Usually basically doubles your lifespan. Yeah.
So half dragon elves live 2,000 years.
That's almost as long as dragons.
That's about the same time as dragons. That's one of the reasons why, actually, elves are really sought after as dragon mates for the people who believe in a, quote, bond.
So, well, let's write him a letter and say that we'll do community service with him in charge.
Before we make any rash decisions, I need to ask two questions here. One.
Yes, and three.
What would happen if we just left the Theas go alone?
Can I?
Anyways, your ideas.
First off,
what did you want to say?
What is Jessica's reaction to this all?
It's a damn good question.
And something we definitely need to consider before we make this big of a decision.
What time is it?
Is 10.
Usually when you get put to community service, it is definitely less than what you would have been convicted for. If you were, like, going to have 2 years, they're like, here, give us 200 hours of community service. That's not 2 years.
That's true. And also, we would be making a deal, so they would avoid a court case.
We can do a lot more if we're actively doing something than...
Okay, and Andre, I'm operating as if this is not necessarily the direction you want this to take.
Hey, we can.
I never railroad my players. If you want to do this, if you want to do, you can leave the module at any time, and I usually alter most modules. If you want to do this, I will not stop you. You're right, this was not in the original envisioning of the game.
Just remember, Plan F.
But if you guys want to do this, it's entirely up
because
to you.
Because if we go on board, basically for Bothqua instead of doing jail time, he can actually send us to arrest legitimate people.
Yeah.
And thus, by that, helping clean the city. All these thieves that we're trying to get rid of, I guarantee you, have criminal charges against them.
Really?
We can go then and arrest them, and if we're going under the order of a senator, and then they resist us, we can defend ourselves properly.
And that puts us in the place that James wants us.
And the Brotherhood's really good with you.
Yes.
What did James have a does James and the Brotherhood have a positive opinion of Bothqua?
Bothqua, everyone is creeped out as hell of Bothqua, and no one trusts him.
And no one knows what he's like, except for maybe us.
he is our pen pal.
We probably had the most correspondence with him besides the senators.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most people don't trust Illithids. As soon as they learn they can read your mind, almost all forms of democracy freak out.
Okay, how about this? We'll write to him, talking to him about an alternate settlement. We'll meet at the neutral bar. If he comes, let's say there'll be five of us. Not because you won't be there. If he wants to bring himself and four other people, so it's 5-5, we will not bring any of our weapons, he will not bring any of those, we'll meet at the neutral bar, and we can discuss alternative settlements. As long as he guarantees, you know, he will not arrest us, we will not take any action against him, just a chance to sit and meet.
Honestly, I would like to pause this for a little bit and wait till Jessica gets here. Is that acceptable?
Yes. How long does it take until she gets here?
Probably no more than 10-15 minutes.
Alright, yeah, and pause it.
They're listening to this for some random reason anyway, and besides, there might be a few jokes cracked. Steven, go ahead and start off on whether or not you support this.
Alright, hi, internets. My name is Steven. I've been 22 years sober.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
Well, wait.
I've been 2 days sober.
Exactly 22 years, because that means you were...
One day sober.
Yeah!
All right.
I will be drinking probably tomorrow.
All right, so
it's the weekend.
Jessica's now here, so we're going around a circle and trying to convince everybody of our own personal opinions, because quite frankly, I'm right. So
that's always
right. I say F you to these guilds, because quite frankly, they've done nothing for us.
And I'd like you guys to keep side comments down.
Yes.
Blah 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 blah.
Can we say we agree?
No.
You can say whether or not you agree, but don't, like, kind of start arguing with them midway through their...
Ryan.
So, the reason I say they have done nothing for us, not to make just general abased statements, they've given us nothing. They said you can take the Coliseum, but we still had to go and take that by force. They sent us off on these random strange missions that have no impact on our level, EXP, or any major influence on... influencing the guild, sent us to freaking go get a sippy cup.
That was fun.
The missions that they have given us have been pointless. We have received nothing of importance from them.
Hey.
Further, the Thieves Guild has been attacking us the entire time and saying, oh yes, we're here to help you. By the way, fend for yourself, I hate you. Third off, I never wanted to join this guild in the first place.
Yes, you were black bagged.
And fourth, this will take away our legal crimes. This will give us the political and legal oomph to be able to do what we want to do.
Economic,
thank you. Oomph to do what we want to do, which is fix the city and, quite frankly, impose my views on the world.
It's okay, he's Republican.
Yes.
It's okay, he's Republican. He does this sort of thing.
And yeah.
By the way, I will point out we did get something of import out of one mission the Thieves Guild gave us.
Silver.
She got her undead cows.
Yes.
So yeah, those are my plus also it's better to boss as an ally.
No.
He's a lot of
no, they sent us to go and make the deal with it.
They told us, hey, here's the city. Go here's what we think is down there. Go find it.
Go and take from them or make a deal with them, which we ended up making.
No.
We were sent to go steal. Anyways.
Well, yeah.
That's my statement. Those are my
So we got steal on a deal.
Yes.
Alright, Tyler?
I think it's good because we were just going to say fuck you to the Thieves Guild anyways, because we were going to cut off the head and then let the little rebel group take over.
We were?
That was the...
General consensus earlier.
That was the majority consensus.
That was the majority consensus.
I guess the outliers being here and here. At least that was my understanding beforehand.
I don't even remember.
Okay.
Continue.
My opinion is we do that. I speak for myself. Anyways. But yeah, it's a good way for us to get out of the Thieves Guild and get to doing something. And get where we're going towards. I don't want to repeat everything Steven said, because that would sound tacky. So,
yeah.
I agree.
Why did we have the most verbose of us go first?
Yeah, geez.
Because none of the rest of you stood up.
Okay, my name's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How many years sober are you?
Years, about a month.
What? You're 1/12, so point...
8.
Yes.
Okay.
0.08.
Zero.
Okay, well...
0.8
my character
year.
Oh, that would, be eight.
Would probably love to do this because he's been trying to redeem himself in other ways also. And if it would be at all possible to, if we do go up with Boss up, that his family will be protected in his little island of awesomeness. Maybe. And so he'd be very happy to have that there. And,
I hate you, Steven.
I'm also really paranoid about, like...
Everything?
The law, so this would help. And so, Rooney Hura agrees.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Last time I was drunk was when Brandon was here. That
was
like a
drinking,
month and a half
drunk.
Ago. Well, whatever. Last time I had any type of alcoholic drink.
Yeah, I was not drunk.
It was like a month and a half, I think.
Yesterday, everybody did drink.
Ricardo agrees. Just because Bothqua's been really annoying, and this will keep him away from messing with us so we can actually get things done.
He will be messing
no,
with us.
No, he'll be messing with us more.
In a good way. He'll,
a less annoying way?
A much less annoying way, in my opinion. No, at least hopefully. There you go.
Kumbaya, my lord, kumbaya.
Yeah, bam!
Are you saying you agree with the rest of the circle?
Or are you saying kumbaya?
That's
on me.
I'm just saying kumbaya right now. Okay. How does Tana feel about this? In terms of her alignment, Tana probably has issues with this just because working with the law is within the bounds of a chaotic character.
Yeah.
You do whatever the hell you want.
Yep. Honestly, it seems like a good idea to me, out of game wise, just because it does what the Thieves Guild originally did for us. It gives us a little bit of direction in what needs to be done. I know it will. That's my main issue. We spent half a game sitting here going like,
oh.
Sometimes, so it helps when we have NPCs who can kick us in the ass and go like, alright.
They're a bad smash.
So, in the end, I think it's a good idea. And
now, Andre, you're next in line.
Yeah, tell us what all our wives and other people think.
If he's
going to
say anything.
Yes, ask our wives.
Yeah, ask my wife.
Oh, I didn't know James was like that.
Alright, Jessica, what do you think?
Well,
say I could disagree just to screw everything up.
You have to be honest, I'll punch you in the face.
Well, I mean, if you disagree, say it, but say why.
Yeah.
No, I don't necessarily disagree with working with Papa. And honestly, for the group, I think that would be better. Because if we continue to go against him, we're all going to get our ass handed to us and thrown in prison. Eventually.
Just because of the disorganization.
Somewhere or another.
It'd be a series of unfortunate
events. Yes.
A bad beginning.
And yes, he would have the influence and power to help us along with our overall task of the city.
And it does get us the fourth guy we need to finish our island.
Of that too, yes.
Hopefully. Possibly.
A patron.
Possibly. He might not be willing to donate us money because we're working off our crimes. So that is something we need to keep in mind.
We'll have to on what we're doing the island. Yes. We're doing with it, so.
Yeah. Another thing is, I would actually like to stay in the Thieves Guild. However, since it's being renewed, I'm hoping that once we're done working with Bakla, that we can go back to the Thieves Guild, our Thieves Guild, since the other people know I'm going to be there, hopefully.
Well, we'll follow the scent on the assignments to arrest most of them.
If everything goes well, we'll be able to arrest all the cancers from the Thieves Guild.
Exactly.
And be better eventually.
Get rid of all the bad ones and leave all the good ones that don't get caught. And an argument to you, the reason why the Thieves Guild didn't do anything, who was in charge most of the time?
Vool, who hated us.
Guildmaster even came back and didn't do it. He sent us on a freaking sippy cup mission.
Do you know why he sent us on this mission? Because we weren't doing anything. Because we weren't thieving. So he told us to go steal something, even if it was random.
Should have had more significance. I feel so underappreciated.
Hey, wait. No, he sent us to the vault.
And the vault.
That's where the sippy cup was.
Yeah, but we also got your little scorpion hat thing and wit. There was something else that we got too.
There were a couple things.
Jessica got my item.
No, I didn't.
You didn't.
I did not stay.
All right.
I remember someone got something else.
I think there was a crown.
There was that guy. There's the crown of frenzy and some other chaotic guy.
Oh yeah, and the gloves.
We were gonna do that, but it would it could possibly explode you at any second.
Yeah.
Anyways, so your opinion is to join Bothqua, to hate Bothqua, have a peaceful meeting with him and stab him in the face.
No. Jessica's the one character who's aware that that's a very bad idea.
I think we call a meeting with him first and see how
that
goes.
Are you in favor of having a meeting with him and discussing the possibility of doing this? Because I'm in the middle of writing a letter. I was writing this down, and suddenly the god said, "Stop!" And then you came here, so,
And then it suddenly got to handwriting.
I'm kind of waiting for your opinion here to finish my letter.
Because I think we should do the meeting and see his terms, because if the terms are really crappy, even with the deal, then we don't want to go for it anyways.
See, it would be nice to clear our names and get that cleared up, and then straighten out the city, because the city is what's really sinking. So I will agree with working with Bakla. As long as I would like to plan to make a new Thieves Guild afterwards, so we can still do our sneaky butt in the bounds. Yes, the bounds of
there will
goodness.
Always be a Thieves Guild, so.
Tana will agree to help in the creation of a new Thieves Guild. She will not necessarily agree to join, though.
Okay.
It really depends on what happens, really.
After this new section, maybe.
Those of you guys, Tana's main goal at this point is to get her ass out of all this and maybe live a semi-normal life once this is all over.
So, I'm going to finish my letter now.
I can leave the city.
I'm telling Bob that six of us will meet him at the neutral bar. We will be unarmed. We'll even have the monk wearing boxing gloves so they can hurt him.
Yeah, I'll kick him.
And if you want to bring in individuals you want, but do not bring the city guard. This is not an aggressive meeting. Do not try to arrest us at this, or we'll just leave.
Say we want to make a deal.
We wish to make a peaceful deal of, what'd you call it, Alec? Alternate settlement. Alternate settlement.
A settlement. Actually, a settlement would probably be better.
A settlement.
A legal deal? I don't know what it is.
No, you know what bothers me about this? The ex-lawyer doesn't know the appropriate term.
Tyler's not a lawyer.
I'll write the letter.
He's the lawyer.
I'll write the letter. Rewrite on new
paper. No, she knows it. It's just not coming to mind at the moment.
I've got better thinking on.
Yeah, you. All right, you have the. I know you always have the intelligence.
Neutral bar at X time on.
Oh, yeah,
I've got the wisdom now.
Okay.
Wisdom item.
Oh, so enough for that.
Oh, also, yeah. Add in if he wants to suggest an alternate spot. We were up for that too.
Yeah.
Okay, second letter.
Cut that off.
Wait, come back.
P.S. On to the first letter if you want to.
All right, we wait for it to come back.
Okay. Well, you're going to spend another wonderful day languishing.
Okay.
That's fine.
You're trying to talk to the guard.
Okay.
If he'll talk
to you. He'll talk to you, but he remains...
Fine. He can stare at me creepily. Yeah. I just want to have a conversation.
For Dragon Age, this is what he does for the next 24 hours.
Ryan, say something to him.
And Zevran is looking over his shoulder.
Ryan, you should just get a pencil and work on the crossword and the...
You will get a different. He will send back and say he would like to meet in a different location.
Does he suggest the location?
Yes. He would like to meet on the hallowed grounds of a shrine to the Prince of Thieves.
Yeah.
The God of Pacts.
Hey.
If it's going to be a deal, then he wants it to be under. He wants it to be there.
We agree with that.
Alright, does he suggest a specific one, or is that
yeah. Yeah.
The one?
We send a letter saying, okay.
We'll meet you there.
Okay.
Alright, everyone leave your weapons and most of your magical equipment at home.
I will actually go in completely normal clothing.
I'll go with my magic stuff on, just in case someone attacks me, but I'm not going to take any weapons.
I'll keep my gear on, I'm just not going to take my weapons.
I will completely radiate no magic.
If he tries to hit me and crits on me, I have the possibility of negating it.
Your left pocket negates magic.
Okay, well,
I can walk
we'll go ahead and say it was 2 days, so you will sit there in jail for 2 more days until they will... If they bring you the newspaper, you know, they will bring you a book if you want one.
Anything interesting happened in town?
Oh, yeah, there's been a few interesting things. There's apparently a gang war going on. Oh.
Crime rate in Cobb District's up 20%.
No, the crime rate is actually 40, down.
It's 40% now.
Well, it was down, but now
it was down 40%, but now it's up higher than it was, so it's up 40%.
Bafqua doesn't say anything about the meeting to him?
Not really. He on the day of the meeting, he will come down and say, your friends have requested your presence, and we need to... They have scheduled a meeting for some sort of settlement.
Okay.
You're making a paper boat?
Sit down. Sit down the newspaper. Okay, what are we going?
We are going to the Temple of the Prince of Thieves.
That's not when, though.
We are leaving now.
Oh.
Let me get my pants on.
Okay. Pull out my pants.
These two fine ladies will escort you. You see two women with like shaved heads, except for one top knot and monk robes.
People without weapons.
Do I recognize these people?
Not really. They're just miscellaneous monks.
It's expected that he wouldn't trust us to actually do what we're supposed to do.
Well, you know, we've been proving him wrong for quite a while here.
Hey, but it hasn't sunk in yet.
Keep in mind, we're also people who broke into his mighty fortress.
So you will see that the accompanying group, other than you, you are manacled, regardless of whether or not you want to be. The accompanying group is two monks, two wizards, and two sorcerers.
They're all going to show up actually unarmed or something.
Oh yeah, you showed up unarmed.
I try and sit down in my manacles.
It's a really bad idea.
Ryan, you're stupid. This is why plans always fail when you try to do stuff.
I don't like being chased.
It's fairly obvious when you take a minute going...
No, it's the...
The mages pull out universal glue.
Sovereign glue?
Well, what they could do is they see you doing that old person.
That's fine. They can wait for spell slot. I'm okay with that.
Nuts repeatedly.
So you want to try that?
I will try.
Okay, do what you want.
Okay, right. Give me a fortitude save. It's not recommended that you spend bennies. Okay. They introduce you to Mr. Bubbles.
You shoot a what?
Mr. Bubbles.
He successfully touches you.
I've met him before.
Twice.
I don't quite get this reference, but whatever.
Mr. Bubbles is the beholder.
Yeah.
Their eyes can shoot different beams. One of them is flush to stone.
So now you're a statue, right?
Oh, is it a stat?
Yes,
is it that statue. One? Oh, I thought he had a whole person or something.
No.
He does have one, but that doesn't last long enough. Okay, so you five will be sitting there, and they will walk in with that statue of Ricardo.
Well, at least Bubbles isn't there.
He could be hiding.
So
he's not gonna have any choice in what happens.
You know, they've kind of got this little alcove set off for you guys, and
oh, wait, did Ricardo try to escape?
Yeah, you can see the statue halfway out of the vehicle.
Would you mind turning him back to normal so we can have our conversation?
I would recommend that we come to our conclusion before I agree or disagree.
That works. By the way, great performance coming unarmed.
I came as unarmed as can be expected. Whether or not I trust you, there are others who are interested in me.
True.
Well, see, that's why I wore my equipment, you know, because I can run really fast.
Yeah.
Whether or not I trust you, which is a matter to be discussed, there are others who are interested. If they saw me vulnerable, this would be their opportunity.
True.
I understand.
Well, it's been nice to meet you, pen pal.
Now you have a stone shield.
There would actually be five, so you need to take one of them off.
Yeah.
Because he's a person.
No, he's just a very lifelike statue.
So, we're here to discuss, as we said, some solutions to the... Well, some alternatives to being arrested and thrown in jail pointlessly for 125 years.
153.
I'd be nice and good.
And that was Ricardo. For you, Mr.
Tracy.
For you, Mr. Hold Them Down, it's a slightly different ball of wax.
I'm sure I can still get out with good behavior after 125 years. They'll let my skeleton go.
Unless you got killed.
I don't suppose you know what my sentence would be? Just out of curiosity.
You have a very blood-soaked past. The gods may have forgiven you. That is their issue. The law has not.
Yes, I die.
But that is what we wish to speak with you about. Seeing as we do not wish to be a pain in your butt, nor do we wish you to be a pain in ours. Also, we are wishing to help the city, and you seem to have methods and strategies on doing that. We wish to actually help you in that process, as long as you don't blatantly try to arrest us.
I think what he's saying is we want clemency, and we would like to come to terms that would be agreeable for this. We have an idea, but I'm not certain if you have a better
one. Is that your idea?
We would like to work for you.
I find the crickets outside fairly abrupt.
Well, I mean, even with his brain power, he's got to think about this for a little while.
Right, he's sitting there going,
his tentacles stop.
Are they lying to me?
He knows if we're lying to him.
Not necessarily.
You have to understand that I have some level of mistrust. For example, I'm sure that you have had at least a few times where you said one thing and then infiltrated the area and done another.
Do you wish to read any of our brains to see if we're legit on this?
No, that would be a violation. And I understand that it is something of great import that I stay out of your minds if we are to establish some form of trust.
Even if we offer to allow you in?
Once you offer once, then it would create a precedent.
Ah.
That, as we said.
Yes, we heard.
But I agree with that, so I'm saying.
Alright, so that is our offer.
I have some issues of trust. What is... This is going to make me sound like a hostage negotiator. What is some form of collateral? If, for example, this is a ruse.
What we can actually do, because Sir Rooney here wishes actual protection on his family...
I'm not going to offer my wife as collateral.
Just
Yeah.
Stop signing at me.
I don't think they're going to go for that.
Well, he wishes protection for his family, as we also have loved ones. They would be, would they be welcome on your island to stay there, for partially for their protection and our trust?
That would create the wrong. That would create the wrong trust. If you are to work for me, you need to work for me out of choice rather than fear for your loved ones. As you might imagine, if I have access to your loved ones, and I'm sure you all have nightmares of my tentacles ripping their skulls open and sucking out their sweet, juicy brains, I'm pretty sure that will create a different level of...
Interesting. Well, at least he still thinks about that.
Well, he's normal.
He's still an elephant.
He's still an elephant.
Well, is there anything we can do for you that would establish the level of trust you are?
Well, I don't know what collateral you want, because...
Can you suggest a collateral?
I don't have collateral.
I have forms of magic.
Great. Is he going to mark of justice us?
How about that? I could sign a pact with him.
That's why we're here.
Yes, but I could be the collateral.
That might be more trouble than it's worth.
I think he wants to leave most deity intervention out of this.
I brought it here for a symbolic purpose, rather than an actual divine purpose. Unlike you, I may not have access to the gods at my beck and whim. I have to deal with more mortals, primarily.
The gods are only kind of at Jessica's beck and whim. Only very minor.
We can leave the island deck.
Hey, I'd like to talk to you again. Okay.
Yeah, I go to discussions.
Hey, I need power. Alright, here's a second level spell.
As you might imagine, I do want some form of chain, but I do not want the chain to become a prison. I want some sort of...
No.
No.
I want some sort of check.
So, what?
The Nagar has been particularly notorious for not necessarily obeying superiors.
Do you know a man by the name of Bart out on the Rim?
I make precious few journeys to the Rim.
What are you getting at?
You always talk to him about how trustworthy we are with the people who are actually our allies.
Right.
Talk to the illegal necromancer.
He's not in the city, therefore he's not illegal.
Did you say that?
No.
Yes. He can sign all he wants.
No, this was an out-of-game comment.
No, and out-of-game, he's off, he's not in the island, so therefore he's not illegal.
Anyways.
He's on the island.
He's off, he's out of the city.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you referenced magic. What are you making this to?
We could always go down the route of a Gius. I have magics at my disposal.
If you don't obey the pact, you get minuses. And I think it actually kills you eventually.
And regular Gius is no longer worse than lesser Gius.
Normal Gius.
Yeah. Okay. Greater Gius is no longer worse than Gius.
Basically, if you did Gius on us, would be as if we. If he gives us instructions to go do something and we blatantly say no or turn against him, our stats will slowly decrease unless we get a wish spell. And so we die.
Move, curse.
Okay, that's not a good idea because there's, you know.
I think Gius is actually.
Adapt to the situation, which could be an issue. Yeah, he told us to go do this. The situation changed as it is happening and we had to do something else.
It's more general than that.
Would it be a GM thing?
Yes.
If we had to, you know, would it be a Audrey be like, if you do that, we're gonna have some minuses.
I would have to make it some form of broad statement, some sort of broad goal, because it does have a goal in mind.
Okay. Well, what are you thinking? Because I mean, we would need, of course, duration and. Because, I mean, we have a sentence, and this would just be another type of sentence, basically.
Yes. And that is unfortunately the way I have been viewing this.
I don't need those right now.
A few of them might still be in effect.
Andre?
you are not the first members of the Thieves Guild that I have brought into my society.
Interesting. Yeah, I think we met those guys before. Once.
I have qualms about using the gears.
Is there an alternative?
Yeah.
Trust is not something that you can negotiate over a lunch table.
Of course.
Would collateral be not exactly like a press conference, but a publicly made statement that they can hold to us? Is that a collateral? Can that be used as collateral?
I don't necessarily want the public in on this because...
I'm not saying like I said, public just means out in the open, doesn't mean the whole city knows.
But then we'd have to be sitting there out in the open saying, oh yeah, we've been members of the Thieves Guild, now we're working for Bothqua.
No, we just say we signed our allegiances to Bothqua.
What did you do with the last group?
At first they were sent to kill me.
Okay.
By whom?
If I remember correctly, it was a gentleman by the name of Blood Eyes.
Yeah, he's dead now.
He's missing.
I don't know. Well, I thought he was dead. I didn't kill him.
No.
I told you, someone told me he was dead.
Yeah,
no, he went missing.
Oh. Well, anyway. I assumed he's dead.
One of them was a former paladin. And his word was enough.
Is her word enough?
Unfortunately, there was this incident about one of my colleagues that cast some suspicion.
Which one? Corrupt.
Senator Corrupt.
Once he went and killed Corrupt.
Oh! That was
me.
That was you.
Yeah.
There were two Night Guard members. So far, the second has not spoken. If I am to trust you, I must know.
It wasn't me.
I cannot speak for whoever the second would be if they did or did not do anything illegal, but I can tell you as I was there, the only illegal thing they did
it
was...
It does not matter. Dancing around the subject does not solve the issue. You can dance all you want. Dick.
We can dance if we want to.
But it does not help the issue.
Friends don't dance and if they don't. Ain't no friends of mine. You know what? That actually seems to fit here. They ain't no friends of his if they don't dance.
I like how you're singing.
Sorry, my brain wanders.
Okay. Out of game, you guys say anything?
Debating.
Because I'm like... Yeah, well, I don't know who it was, honestly.
Give us a minute. Here's what I'm going to say. I am not taking the fall for this, because if he found out, that would create way more issues in the long run.
I'm not asking any of you to take the fall
for it. Senator, if you wouldn't mind giving us a minute for internal reflection.
Of course.
We all...
We all look around and like, I already confessed, so I...
I understand that you have a form of sign language that is... beyond my comprehension, so discuss away.
There's actually no spell in the book beyond a few really high level unnecessary spells.
The sad thing is, none of us just said, well, I was sitting there just looking at it.
It's eyesight.
Are you seriously thinking in a reflection? Because I wanted to sign.
I have nothing to think of reflection for, I've already confessed.
So, should we say it? Were you going to say anything?
None of you know who else was there.
So who else was there?
I wasn't there.
Not it.
Are you ready? Not it. Okay, I was it.
Liar.
Okay. I guess
process of elimination. You notice that his mouth keeps changing. First his smiling mouth looks a bit horrified.
Yeah, my process of elimination, it's either Ricardo... have you said anything?
No.
Or Kay.
Honestly, who do you think it would be?
Ricardo.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I just do an evil cackle?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. He will sound like a shackle.
Sorry, yes, but that sounds like something Ricardo would do.
Exactly what I said when I went down there and they were doing it, and they were like, man, we could really use some arcane magic. I was like, you guys didn't call me?
You would have gone!
Alright. So.
You can stay or not.
So while some people, some of us sit here and think reflectively, who wants to play cards?
I start drawing.
I'm doing.
No! You're your freaking sticky finger! No. Bad! Oh. Bad! Bad! I'm gonna murder the stick.
Wow, this is a really nice.
So he's sitting there like this.
And we start playing cards.
And I'm like, so. And they're like,
I'll turn to Bothma. It was I who accompanied him.
That is what I had anticipated.
Oh, I mean, except you finished the first hand.
There was residue of an outsider.
Oh, I was like, oh,
world flash.
No, that's a lie.
Yeah, let's see, look at the cards.
No, see, you're actually wearing a dress. Yes, I drew that myself.
Okay, seriously, guys.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, back to the topic.
That is what I had expected. As the five people around her were like,
really, I don't think we've ever seen him this deep.
What is it you're expecting from me? And I will then explain what I'm expecting of you.
I would say something, but he's just going to be like,
in all honesty, it looks like the majority of us just don't want to be imprisoned.
From you? Is basically direction and encouragement on how to fix the city and not go to jail for it.
This crime method.
He wants you to be the quest giver.
We are looking to try a different means of methods of fixing the city.
Yes, of change.
We can go and arrest. Quite frankly, we're a little more effective than a full-on army of guards. We can go and arrest people.
There were 20 men.
Pinpoint. If you were.
Yes, you're a bit more surgical.
Most of the time.
Sorry about you.
We're a scalpel instead of a hacksaw.
Maybe an arc. How about yours?
No one died.
Oh, I don't like killing people.
Although one did have a massive headache.
Oh! No, I didn't hit him in the head. Why do you have a headache?
I don't know. He woke with a massive headache.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I knocked someone out in bed.
They were asleep, and he made sure they stayed asleep.
So I went basically with my blunt knife.
I would be willing to give you the direction, and I would be willing to give you some level of legal protection.
No. Anyways.
I can provide some form of financial assistance. What I expect you to do, this is going to sound incredibly tyrannical, is obey.
No. As long as you don't order us to do anything stupid, we're pretty good with that.
Unfortunately, what is deemed stupid can change within a moment's notice.
Basically, my definition of stupid is if you send us on a suicide mission.
Wait.
You do realize you're attempting to overthrow a government.
Hey. By suicide mission, I mean like, oh, by the way, get naked and run the like 10 mummies. That would be something stupid.
I believe that's something you would do, though.
No. I'm not running naked.
Dick, our definition of suicide is a little different than everyone else's regardless.
Yeah, I think we do suicide missions all the time.
We regularly walk into traps.
All right. Correction. Things that...
No, I think your point is completely invalid and is cool. I don't think he'll do that, because we're more valuable.
Yes. As long as those suicide missions are 100% guaranteed to kill us. Just 99.
What?
Will you... if we have an issue with what you're telling us to do, can we bring forth our issue, and if you... If we have a serious problem, can there be a slightly more diplomatic way... Be like, yes, well, this person is blanky blank blank.
For instance, if you send us on task, which would immorally sacrifice one of our vows.
If I may ask, with some level of astonishment, what exactly are your vows? I was unaware that the Night Guard had many other than death to necromancers.
That's actually not one of our vows.
Yeah, we did that as a PR stunt.
There seem to be in certain plenty of locations involving necromancers regardless.
Yeah, that's convenient. That is not actually according to plan.
Actually, it was fully according to plan. I have to understand what you draw the line at before I can tell you if I will send you there.
As an example.
Or, I don't know how to say it, though. Like,
you want to be able to say no.
Well, no, I want to be able to say, hey, can we do this instead, and then we can arrive to a decision.
We want to have it. We want to have be able to have a discussion.
Quiet statue.
Yes.
I noticed that the mouth has changed once again.
I want to be able to be like, hey, you know, can we think about this? You know, you don't want to, I don't want you,
you to
say, obey. No, you have no choice.
You want some level of autonomy and freedom.
What we are asking for is if you give us an assignment that we object to, we want justification for why the assignment is there.
And you will actually
listen that falls
to
under
us.
My definition.
Well, as I would say, it sounds tyrannical, but we want it to not be. I didn't believe that's what it is.
That is my general goal.
Okay. Cool then.
And sending us some missions that are 100% guaranteed kills, I don't like. 99%, I can live.
Depending on their usefulness, I might send you on 100% death rate. However, I can bring you back.
Okay.
That works.
Well, it's a bit easier to get me back than just to bring... Well, I don't know. It's probably more expensive to get someone out of hell.
I am not a particular fan of that place, but I have had dealings with them before.
Six Slayer, by the way.
That's a really general area. You do realize they go on for quite some time.
We've been there. Nice. We've done that.
The fact that you're willing to bring us back from death, I think, is very
so long as
we're doing what we're supposed to.
Yes, if you get yourself killed doing something that has no application to the goals that we seem to have in mutual that we mutually have, then I'm afraid I will leave you dead. If you decide to go skydiving off the city, I will not bring you back.
Actually, he has wings, so he can do that.
Dick, shut up.
It's fine. But,
now, I would like to return your friend to flesh so that he will have a say in this.
Actually, he kind of looks good as... No,
joking. See, once again, it's no longer smiling.
I don't know. I kind of like the new Ricardo. Do you think we can get that done to Dick, too?
He stays in one place at a time. That's great.
Anyways, yes. Please do, so he can agree with us.
Okay. While the wizard's kind of...
Ew. That sounds disgusting.
Hey, hey.
What'd you guys get here?
Why am I not in the boat?
By the time you decided to get turned to stone while you're trying to escape.
Oh. Well, I'm out.
You have this really retarded look on your face.
It's shifting.
Why don't you tell him what's going on?
Long and short of it, we're working for him. He'll give us missions. We got to go do what we do. If we object to it, we can ask him why, but we still need to go do what we do. He might send us on suicide missions, but if he knows it's going to be a suicide mission, we do what we're supposed to do. He'll bring us back if we die, if we want to come back. But if we go out and get ourselves killed in like a bar fight aimlessly, that's your own fault.
We're doing this to avoid jail time.
And
fix the city.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
I assume the actual discourse lasts a bit longer than that.
No, that's what Dick told him.
What is the requirements? Like, will you require us to live on your island?
I understand that the Night Guard has come into possession of Silverleaf
land.
Is that going to present any problems?
Not necessarily. Okay. Depending on what you decide to do with your land. If you built a giant doomsday machine on it, then yes, I will have qualms.
Well, I think we're planning on moving the doom there because we want to try to create an adventure island to keep it off of that. Of this.
Hey, move the Brotherhood up there.
What you do with your free time is not my prerogative.
That's what we want to know. Outpost. Yeah. That way they can have people
I have, the I have no qualms with the Brotherhood. I have had qualms with Heaven's Pyre.
He's psychotic. We've had qualms with him too.
Wait, that's the cult of the Brotherhood or whatever?
Yes.
That's the crazy guy who's been now, MIA for a while.
And now was released?
No.
He was released, that was a different guy.
Oh, that was the jungle.
He was not necessarily bad, just everyone started worshipping him as a god.
Yes, it wasn't his fault, it was his name.
Sorry.
There's a computer.
Then it seems like we have come to some level of an accord.
Well, what would... I know that... What would be the term of time for the crime if you were... And then
that has to be determined.
Okay, that's fine.
Especially if you add to your sentence. If you understand my meaning.
Well, I'm not saying that we're going to stop working for you after that time. I just want to know the time that we're forced to.
I would have to do some calculations, which are not...
Quick.
Sure, whatever.
He calls together like 3 federal judges and goes, alright, here's the situation, what the crap do we got to do?
How much money are you offering us?
No, that's not right, a well, question. That's do you want us to wait till we hear back from you, or what do you want us to do in the meantime?
I am prepared to shake as your people seem to do.
What do your people do?
We don't trust each other.
Oh. So contracts just don't exist?
A hierarchy exists that is enforced by psionic power.
Oh.
The elder mind is the one who, in the long run, controls everything.
Well, I would like to seal the deal with you first, Shake.
Sorry.
And this is yours.
The circlet.
Oh. Okay.
I cool. guess I'll just keep mine then. Oh, can I have my stuff back? Mm-hmm. That would be a good part of the deal.
That is acceptable.
We're keeping the +5 unholy great axe you were carrying around, though.
I am married.
That's fine.
So is she.
So is she. Well, James might be into that strange stuff. I don't know. I've yet to ask.
And of course he will.
Are those rings on your...
Humans pierce random parts. Why can't I have rings on my tentacles?
Alright.
Quick question. Are they actually called tentacles? Or are they a special name for, like, phalanges of the mouth?
It doesn't translate.
Phalanges of the mouth?
Most aberrational parts are probably not going to translate.
I look at you. I say it.
Now, normally, I usually don't like to call game about an hour early, but as you might imagine,
let's call game an hour early.
Wait. We got money now, let's go make our castle for the last part of the game.
Yay, castle!
Alright, so, we will go ahead and call game in hopes of micromanaging.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.